It's time now for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and you've found the best source for local high school football coverage in southeast Nebraska and northwest Missouri. Tonight's coverage of high school football is brought to you by our Sunny 101.3 Sports Booster. Kickoff is just moments away here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
It's time for the Mead Lumber Sunny 101.3 Game of the Week. Mead Lumber, building more than projects, building community, your hometown building partner. Tonight, we have the Fall City Sacred Irish at home hosting the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. It's the first meeting between the two schools at Jug Brown Stadium in quite a number of years. Before, in fact, it was Johnson County Central. The Irish coming in here 0-2 on the year. Johnson County Central coming in 2-0. Earlier this week, I had a chance to visit with the coach, Doug Gold, of the Irish, and, of course, the head coach for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Ryan Houghton. Both teams coming into the game with some injury issues tonight. We'll find out some more about that as the pregame continues tonight. I had a chance to visit with Coach Houghton. We'll have that first, then we'll hear from Coach Doug Gold of the Irish. It's all coming up during our pregame show on Sunny 101.3. Back with a visit with JCC Coach Ryan Houghton after this two-minute timeout.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Ryan Houghton, head coach for the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. They are the visitors tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. Coach, your squad coming in here tonight, 2-0. A couple of good wins to start the season. You've been building this program now for a few years. You've got them up and running very nicely at this point, looking for to get to 3-0 tonight on the early part of the season.
Yeah, I think we've got the expectation level and the ceilings raised pretty well to where every time out, you know, our expectation is to play to our standard, which is very high, to compete at a high level, control the controllables, and ultimately when you put those things together with your fundamentals and technique, we hope that equals a victory. And here lately, in the last, you know, 2 years and a short part of this, we're, you know, we've had 15 wins and, we're pretty excited about that. We know we have a good team out here in front of us tonight, and that's where you can kind of lean back on your fundamentals and technique, but also the standard we've set in winning and working together. And when things don't go well for you, we don't collapse or crumble. We rise and play through and finish off games the way we want to.
I'm a firm believer that most football games are always decided at the line of scrimmage. Tell us about the both sides of the ball up front this year for the T-Birds.
Well, we like our size. I mean, we have Wyatt Case, a senior, 6'7", 215 pounds, very long, angular kid. And then we have two sophomores, Kenny Afebu and Jesus Hurtado. When you have two sophomores in the line, there's a lot of a learning curve, and we're having a lot of growing pains there at times. But the upside on them, I mean, they're going to be great players for us down the road. It's just the experience level is coming slow, and you know, everybody wants the instant gratification. You want the success right away, but as we know on the line, it takes some time, and we're learning on the run. But we got a nice group up front, A.J. Rottenbach also at the end, big, strong kid, and then a senior that's a playmaker for us, but a real scrappy blocker too, and Jack Waring. Feel like we have a front five that should be able to get off the ball, move some guys, redirect line of scrimmages, and control the clock.
Mm-hmm. Now, besides that line of scrimmage, you've got a good trigger man back there at quarterback. Tell me about that young man.
Well, Wes Swanson has basically kind of started most of the games in the last 4 years, except with an injury he had where he missed six last year, and a few ups and downs with some injury things throughout the way. But I mean, he's right now heading at a clip where he's thrown for nearly upwards of 600 yards and seven touchdowns through two games. He is the type of a kid, kind of a once-in-a-generational type, that makes us coaches probably look a lot better than we really are. He erases deficits and erases mistakes, not only for himself but others, because of his arm talent and because of his speed and agility, but most importantly because of his intelligence. He is a truly great football player, but a better kid and person. And just proud of what he's put together so far. He's really putting together a nice season, and we hope and that it continues and keep building off of it, actually.
Well, his dad's been working with your sports programs there for, I don't know, a long, long time now, so I'm just going to tease him and say his mother must have been a heck of an athlete.
yeah, that's what I tell him too.
That's exactly right. You can't leave those coaches alone when you get a chance. Hey, Coach, I want to ask you this. You talked a little bit about the future of your linemen getting better. What's the future for JCC football? You've been stuck in this deal now for a couple of years where you're just a little too big to get in the playoffs. What's going to happen here in the next couple of three, 4 years? You know yet, or can you tell on the enrollment because it goes up and down?
Well, I don't have the complete crystal ball. None of us
really do
on any of that. But you can see some projected figures. And, you know, here for the immediate future, like maybe next year, it looks like our enrollment might be a little high. But then the following year, when the state has changed a few of the rules and you have what's called mid-cycle reevaluation, we feel like we can be right there or in compliance to it. And right now in our sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, our boys enrollment would actually put us closer to D2 than D1 at this point. So, I personally, you know, without speaking with it, without administration, things like that, look like there probably won't be a lot of change with us going from 8-man to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are playing junior high 8-man all the way through. And like I said, in just a few short years, those numbers are going to really change here at JCC.
Yeah, they certainly do. Well, we'll ask you about the opponent tonight, Sacred Heart, coming here 0-2. What do you expect out of the Irish?
Well, just like you always do with a Doug Gold's coached Irish team for the last, pushing up on 40 years, I guess.
Yeah.
As a player against Doug, I had zero success, 0-4 against him, and I'm 0-2 in Jug Brown. I was, excited to get a victory over him last year, and a victory for our team, and I guess selfishly or personally for myself would be big too, because it'd be the first time I'd ever won down at Jug Brown. But what you know you're going to get from a Fall City Sacred Heart is a well-coached, well-disciplined, fundamentally sound football team, one in which that isn't going to probably hurt themselves a lot. They're not going to beat themselves. They're going to make you go out there and take it. And we expect a tremendous fight from them, especially being at home for them. we've got a best challenge of the year thus far. That's what we're billing it as, the toughest team we've played. And for us, each week just keeps getting ramped up. And here we are, week three, and we've got the most important game in front of us.
All right, we'll ask you one more question, Coach. Just a couple of keys of things going well tonight for the T-Birds.
Well, we haven't been tackling very well. We want to do a better job at tackling the football. That's one of the base core fundamentals of football, and that's eluded us here the first couple of weeks. We have done a very good job of taking care of the football. We have not turned it over but once all year long. We want to continue that, and a little more consistency in our blocking up front. We've had a few more penalties than I would like at this time. We need to clean some things up and maybe get a few more chunk plays in the running game instead of having to rely on the passing game for the big chunk plays. A little more consistency across the board on offense and better tackling and just team rallying to the ball, a better job of fundamental defense.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to you and your JCC squad tonight.
All right, thanks, John.
Back with more of our pregame show after this timeout on Sunny 101.3.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Bethel Community Hospital is proud to announce the newest member of our general surgery team, Dr. Samuel Bruna. Dr. Bruna is passionate about rural medicine and dedicated to serving our community. He specializes in a wide range of surgical procedures, bringing compassionate and expert care right here to Sabetha. To learn more about Dr. Bruna and the surgical services offered at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com. That's sabethahospital.com. Sabetha Community Hospital, your health, our community.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When it comes to winning in life, just like winning in sports, you need to have a game plan. When it comes to banking, you want the best financial playbook. We'll sit down with you and make sure you're executing the right plays for your family's future. So stop by and schedule an appointment today. Together, we'll tackle any problems on your path to financial security.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with State Hard Coach Doug Golds as the Irish are getting ready to take on Johns County Central here tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. Coach, it's been kind of a tough start to the season, 0-2. Some good teams you played, or some really good football teams you played already. The loss last week, but besides losing the games, you've lost a couple of really important players that you're going to have to be without at least for a while on one and the whole season, I guess, on the other.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of part of the game. I mean, you hate seeing anybody get injured, but we lost Brendan Limeron, our quarterback. He'll be out for a while. And then Stidhite, we also lost him with a season-ending injury. You know, Trace was hurt early, so we were able to play some other guys in there that got some good experience, I thought, against BDS. So it won't be quite the shock as far as first time starting a game. They just ended up having to come in and play. Quarterback situation, that's a little different. We've worked a couple different guys at quarterback. Hayden Clough is a reserve quarterback that has played that position all along his career. And then Cole Taft, he's a senior, kind of a real versatile player. We've had him take snaps too. I think there's a chance that you'll see them both play. But, you know, it is what it is. defensively, we have to also replace those guys. I think we have some younger kids that will end up getting some opportunities just because of a couple injuries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it tough. Like always, when you have to move one kid from this position to a new position to fill in something else, then it weakens that position. So it's just kind of a dominoes game, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, we wish we had a few more kids mm-hmm. on our roster, but, you know, we have all the boys in the high school that are football players out that can help us, but we are pretty thin. We don't have much depth. We can't afford injuries, really. And, you know, this game, somebody's going to have to really step up and play well to fill those spots that we lost for this one.
Mm-hmm. Johnson County Central comes in here. They're 2-0. They beat Tri-County. They beat Southern. They're riding pretty high. They've coming in here, as I said, 2-0 and looking forward to playing the Irish tonight. They're still too big for the playoffs this year, so they take every game seriously because they've only got so many they know they're going to get to play.
Yeah, last year at this time they were 1-1. They had lost to Tri-County mm-hmm. and beat Southern, so not sure what that means. Don't know a lot about Tri-County, but JCC's got a really good team, good program, good athletes, a lot of depth. They did graduate some really, really nice seniors last year. We're hoping that them not being quite as big as they were last year, that'll be a help to us. We're just going to have to play well no matter what, though.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like they've got one of those teams they like. I mean, they can throw it. They get a good quarterback, Wes Swanson. He can throw it. It sounds like he can run it a little bit, too.
Yeah, he's a really nice quarterback, good athlete. The first two games they haven't run him much, but he sure looks like he could do that if they needed. You know, they are one of the teams that plays what I would call still traditional football, a lot of under center, I formation, mix in a little bit of play action and stuff. But they've been heavy run so far this year, but when they've thrown it, they've been really good at that too.
Mm-hmm. I guess, Coach, if you would, just a couple of keys. If things are going well for the Irish tonight, what do we see?
Well, we've got to be able to hang in there for four quarters. You know, this last game, we played well for three quarters and then had the quarterback injury, and that really kind of was the end of the game for us. They were able to get two more touchdowns and make it 40-18. So we've got to be able to hang in there and compete for four whole quarters. Then we just got to limit our mistakes. We did not have any interceptions this last game, and we didn't have any fumbles. So that was a big improvement. We've just got to be able to keep them out of the end zone and get in the end zone more ourselves than what we've been able to these first two games.
All right, Coach. Thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish tonight.
Thank you, John.
Back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Buying a vehicle is a big decision, but financing it doesn't have to be. At F&M Bank, our local auto loan experts make the process simple, fast, and affordable. With competitive rates and decisions made right here in your community, you'll spend less time on paperwork and more time behind the wheel. Stop in today and talk with one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help. F&M Bank. Local decision. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small-town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
Hey, Thunderbirds. Winter's on the way. Are you ready? Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Chief Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the square in downtown Tecumseh. Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bin in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stack sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8. And don't miss Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th, starting at 4 p.m. It's German food, German beer, and live polka that'll have your lederhosen dancing. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram at the Grain Bin Tecumseh. So prost to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a business schedule.
Good evening, everyone, from Jug Brown Stadium here at Thomas Memorial Track and Field. My name's Cody Schwong tonight from the press box, joining Troy Nelson, the legend, sitting up here next to me. Troy, it's going to be a good one tonight, huh?
Thanks for that intro, but you're lying already.
Just filling in tonight for John. John Nixon got a little sick over the course of the day, so wasn't feeling quite right. Called me up and asked if I could join Troy in the press box tonight, so here we are. Sickert Hart Irish tonight, the home team. And it's the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central traveling to Falls City this evening. We're going to look at the starting lineups for both teams first. It'll be the Johnson County Thunderbirds offense. At quarterback, they'll start Wes Swanson, 185-pound senior. At fullback, Lee Exiafona Songcom, 180-pound senior. At running back, Braden Nichols, a 200-pound senior. At the end, it's A.J. Rottenbach, a 205-pound junior. At the other end, Jack Waring, a senior at 175. Up front for the Thunderbirds, at left guard, Wyatt Case, a 215 senior. At center, Jesus Hurtado, a 210 sophomore. And at right guard, it's Kini Afabu, a 205-pound sophomore. Troy, let's look at that Sickert Hart defense.
All right. For the Irish, defensive end, freshman Noah Howard. Nose guard, junior Toby Baxter. And then the other defensive end, senior Cooper Kanabe. Linebacking crew, junior Charlie Rottinghouse. And senior Elijah Canonico. Your defensive backfield for the Irish, senior Kyler Sipple, senior Cole Taft, and junior Caden Grove.
Awesome. Good football. Ready to be played here tonight. Sickert Hart coming in on the evening 0-2 on the season. Have played a couple tough games so far yet this season, Troy. Sounded like a close one last week on the road. Talk to us about that. Were you up there?
No, I was not. I was sitting right here watching the Tigers because of my shoulder surgery.
Didn't want to
go up.
Recovering. Got
recovering.
It. So, 0-2, Sickert Hart with a little fire here this evening. Back on their home territory, ready to protect the hometown here. The Thunderbirds coming in at 2-0, a couple big wins for them to start out the season. So, as you heard in the pregame show, both teams
and the coaches, gave a little bit of an introduction of what's been happening within their programs at the moment. And we just hope for some good football here tonight. Troy, you got a kickoff temperature?
Temperature, baby. It is hot out, but it's still summer, so it's supposed to be. 93 degrees with a little bit of a south wind.
Perfect. It'll be Johnson County. They won the coin toss, Troy, and elected to receive the football. So it'll be the Johnson County offense. We'll see out here first, and then when we get ready to give Sicker Heart the football, and whatever change of possession, we'll read off the starters for their offense and then read through Johnson County's defense as well as we get there. Both teams have broken the huddle. The cheerleaders are coming back to the sideline, getting into their positions. Coaches and fans finding their seats. Everybody almost ready for some eight-man Friday night football from Fall City, Nebraska.
Beautiful.
Doesn't get any better than this, does it?
It does. No, it, and again, we got a great seat in the house. Just a great place to be.
Yeah, great place to be. Small town, Friday night football. Can't beat it. As you can hear in the background, the Irish Pep Band playing. No,
no.
That's a recorded Irish Pep Band,
there
maybe.
You go. There you
but
go.
You can hear the fight song nonetheless. Yeah. Still get the Friday night fever right there a little bit, right?
Yes.
Both teams out on the field now. Back deep for Johnson County Central. That looks like Jack Waring. And that is Wes Swanton. So quarterback and end back there receiving for Johnson County. Have the ball in the hands of kicker. I can't find a number yet.
JJ.
Oh, you got it.
Should be Lancaster.
There you go. Caster ready to kick it off. Both teams in position now. Again, my name is Cody Shuang, bringing you play-by-play action here this evening. Troy Nelson also in the booth this evening. We're excited for to bring you this ball game. Kicker set. Ball's placed at the 40-yard line. Kick is on the way. And going to go about 6 yards deep into the end zone, a touchback. So Johnson County will start first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Yeah, 15.
I'm getting it picked up. 15-yard line.
You're eight man, baby. But, yes, don't look at those white numbers on the field. Look at the little black card sitting in front of it.
We'll get the hang of it. Probably by about the fourth quarter, halfway through, we'll have it. The Thunderbirds break huddle under center in the I formation. It's Swanton under center. A fullback and a halfback behind him. Does a hard count. It's a handoff straight up the middle to the fullback. Xayah Fonasongkom takes the handoff. He'll rumble for about 4 yards. It'll be second and six from the 19-yard line.
Elijah Canonico from his linebacker position coming up and getting a stop for the Irish.
Swanton, the quarterback for Johnson County, under the coach over there on the far side. Coach Ryan Houghton signaling in the play, that is. Thunderbirds line up again, once again in the eye. Swanton under center. Takes the handoff to the fullback right up the middle. Halfback dive. Ball goes to, that was Xayah Fonacom that time as well. So Xayah Fonacom a couple runs right up the middle. Good for a first down. Gain of about six on the play. It'll be first and 10 from the 26-yard line of Johnson County.
Canonico in on the tackle and wrapping him up and hitting him low, and then Taft coming in to help out on top.
Taft coming in from that safety position back there to finish off the play. The Thunderbirds are under center once again. Swanton takes the snap, takes the handoff, goes to the halfback this time. That is Xayah Fonacom once again, so three straight runs for the running back, Lee Xayah Fonacom. 5'10", 180 pounds and a senior, but he's built kind of just like a little bull in a china hut. Looks like he could run through about anybody up here.
He ran through Cooper Canabi's arms. Cooper hit him in the backfield, but he blew through there. And again, Canonico lifting them up and bringing him down for the tackle.
Gain of six on the play brings up second and four for the Thunderbirds. Just underway here from Jug Brown Stadium. Fourth play, fifth play of the drive. It's under center once again. Swanton takes the handoff. A whistle and a flag is thrown.
So first penalty of the night coming early.
Going to be a false start on the Thunderbirds. That'll back them up 5 yards. And we'll try second down again, second and nine That backs them up to the 27-yard line. Good crowd on hand tonight. Didn't quite fill them all the way up, but a decent crowd, Troy.
For the stands, the crowd. The crowd. Well, I thought you called it something else.
Oh, I probably did. I don't know what it was.
Well, you're using that farming lingo, and I was trying to hang with you.
We get in the mode here. Under center once again is Swanson. Takes the handoff, fakes it. He'll throw it this time, rolling to his left. Now he'll tuck it and run it. Gets around one defender along the sideline on the far side. Looks like he's good for a first down. That was Swanson on his own, draws his own number on the play action pass. Tucked in run.
And it looked like on that far side, Cole Taft shoved him out of bounds.
It's good for a first down. It'll be first and 10 from the Thunderbird 38 now. Swanson will get the play once again over there from Coach Ryan Houghton for Johnson County Central. Stringing together a couple of good plays here. They're getting a lot of yards on first down. It's setting them up nice for second down, even with that penalty. Now we're offset I formation with a fullback to the right of Swanson. He fakes it twice. Now he's back to pass. He'll throw it this time. Has a receiver down there, up and caught by Jack Waring. Waring trying to get past the defender and wrestled down there at the 10-yard line, keeping it from scoring. And
got a flag.
And a flag on the play, but a big pass play from Swanson to Jack Waring down the field. We'll wait and see what the flag is.
Yeah, Cole Taft wrapped him up down there and brought him down. And as while those two were wrestling to bring him down is when this flag was thrown. So it might be a little bit of face mask here as somebody was trying to push each other apart. But just a guess right now. We'll wait and see.
Officials are kind of huddling up here. I think they might be asking the Johnson County Central coach what they want to do. Now they're marking it backwards here.
It's on JCC. No, first down.
So it is on JCC, but it must have been after the play?
After the play.
Okay.
Face mask.
After the play.
Just a five-yarder.
Okay.
No intentional. I think that's where they were. They were wrestling. He was trying to push off.
A lot of hands.
Pushed him in the face.
Okay.
I'm going to say his hands to the face. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Nonetheless.
First down.
First and 10. The pass completes, right?
Yep.
First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Under center, Swanson, he'll hand off right up the middle to Isaiah Fonacom. He'll gain about, there's that 5 or 6 yards on first down again. The Thunderbirds marching into second and four territory.
You knew this was going to be trouble for the Irish losing Trey Studdite and trying to replace him. And, you know, they're just not that big to begin with compared to JCC anyway.
A lot of weight up front for JCC, 215, 210, 205. Some big fellas out there on the front line for the Thunderbirds. Under center once again, Swanson, he fakes it to the fullback, goes right to Xia Fonacom into the end zone, up and untouched after a little bit of a collision at the line of scrimmage. He broke the first one, and he'll score walking into the end zone. That is Lee Xia Fonacom with the first score of the evening here at Jug Brown Stadium. So one pass, a few runs, and the Thunderbirds are into the end zone. I think they're looking to go for two here. 8:22 left in the first quarter. Thunderbirds are just scored, pending the point after try. They break the huddle. They will go for two here. No place kicker. Now they're in the gun. This is Swanson with the gun. Two backs in front of him to the right. He takes a direct snap. Looks to run. Gets to the outside. Into the end zone for the score. Swanson takes it himself for the 2 points. It's 8-0. Thunderbirds strike first here at Jug Brown Stadium. We'll take a 1 minute break. Come back and look at the scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This drive summary is brought to you by Farm Burial. Call Tasha today to protect things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
8:22 left in the first quarter, a three-yard run by your halfback, Lee Lanapongtong, and two-point conversion with Swanson. They're up 8-0.
Brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance. Thanks to Farm Bureau. On the ensuing kickoff, the Irish take the receiving kickoff and march it out to about the 20-yard line. Well, they're set up shop from there, first and 10. So out comes the Irish offense, led by quarterback Cole Taft of 150 senior. In the backfield, Elijah Canonico at fullback, and at running back, Caden Groth. On the ends, it's Kyler Sipple, 155-pound senior, and at the other end, Alex Madsen or J.J. Lancaster, whichever goes out there. This is Taft in the gun. We'll get the lineman when we come back. Taft takes the snap. He'll run left, near side, takes a big hit at the corner position, and down he goes, but a good run by Cole Taft starting things off.
Fell forward.
Fell right forward. That was a good run by senior Cole Taft. At left guard, Toby Baxter, 210 in the junior. Center tonight, Cooper Canavi, a 200-pound senior. And at right guard, Charlie Rottinghouse, a 150-pound junior. Irish second and three now. That was Swanson, I believe, over there on the tackle that time for the Thunderbirds on the near side. The Irish moving right to left here as Troy and I see it in the press box. Taft sends a guy in motion and gives it to him. It's a handoff on the right side. The ball goes in the hands of Caden Groth. Groth on the carry, he'll gain enough for a first down, about 4 yards.
And on the tackle there for is Braden Nichols. Your defensive line for JCC, 215-pound senior Wyatt Case, 205-pound sophomore Kane Ufabu, and defensive back A.J. Rottenbach, 205-pound junior.
A lot of the same names, Troy.
Yes.
We'll work them in here.
Whoop.
Now there's a stoppage in play here. No flag, just a stoppage in play.
And the nose guard out, bringing a new one in.
Yep.
Must be helmet unsnapped or something, but quick sub for JCC.
Equipment dilemma. They send another guy in motion to the Irish. This is Taft, back to pass, has a receiver fall down. Looks to throw it, Gazik, man, and a big catch by Noah Howard, a freshman, in there on the catch. Catch is good for 6 yards. Taft to Howard.
Yep, Braden Nichols in on the tackle for the Thunderbirds. He is one of your senior linebackers. The other linebacker, senior, is Lee Sanapongtong. Again, this is the name we're going to struggle with. Your defensive backs, Jack Warning, 175-pound senior. Cooper Jones, 185-pound sophomore. And Wes Swanson, 185-pound senior.
In the shotgun, three receivers to the right. Now one in motion behind Taft. They run the option, speed option, to the left side. Taft breaks the tackle. He has a first down and more. Taft gets almost to the 30-yard line of Johnson County Central and gets tackled there. A little speed option play.
Yeah, your safety, Cooper Jones, comes up from his position to get that tackle.
I like how the Irish are mixing up some plays here. They haven't ran anything too familiar, kind of keeping Johnson County on their toes here early in the ball game.
Well, you know, they kind of, again, as you heard Gold say, going to have to do some different things anyway with your quarterback position.
So far, so good for the Irish fans. In the pistol this time, Taft, running back set behind him, a receiver each side. Taft rolls to his left, looking to pass. Got grabbed by the face mask for a minute. Out of bounds, he's going to get wrestled. And there was a flag thrown, so I think they did catch that one.
Yeah, and again, your defensive end on this side, he just, as he was getting blocked, he just ran by Taft and just the brush, but it was, again, hit him in the face mask for a penalty.
So that'll move the chains. That's going to be a Should be an automatic first down for the Irish as the officials sort things out here. The ball, is, as it sits right now, is at the 30-yard line. Now they're going to march it forward into
5 yards.
Just a 5-yard penalty that time. So the ball sits at the 25-yard line, about directly in front of where Troy and I sit here this evening. This is what you call a bird's-eye view, Troy. This is it. We got her made. First and five, or four almost, from the 25-yard line of the Thunderbirds. Irish looking to march. Tap back off each side of him. He back to pass once again. Pressure in his face. Tries to dump it off. He tries to get it off to Elijah Canonico. Pass is going to fall effortlessly to the ground.
Yeah.
Harmless. Harmlessly?
Harmlessly.
Yeah.
There were no JCC players around that because, again, your two-down linemen were putting a lot of heat on Taft as he just dumped it away.
Smart play, right? There's a receiver over there, no intentional grounding.
Yep.
Did the right thing. Save yourself for a second and four here. They break the huddle. This time there's two receivers off to the right, a tight end on the right, and Taft stands alone in the backfield. Takes the snap. Rolls right. Has a blocker out in front of him. He'll turn the corner and get past the first down marker, but a flag comes in way from the official. Way from the back there. That's usually not a good sign if you're an Irish fan.
Correct. But again, good run by Taft.
Yeah.
And he had the first down, but it's holding against the Irish.
Darn.
Holding
is the call against
the Irish. Bring it back.
So that'll pretty much deflate that face mask penalty from the first play of the series in this drive. That'll mark it back to the 34. Ball's going to sit at the 34. It'll be second and 13 now for the Irish. They break huddle. Taft has two backs on each side. Receiver split out wide. Takes the snap. Back to pass. Looking for a receiver. Had one over here. Ends up running it. Gets around the edge defender. Spin move to the sideline. And he's going to step out of bounds. Got half of it back. Goes tapped up the left side.
Shoved out of bounds by your defensive end, A.J. Rottenbaugh. But again, got nice yards on that scramble.
Third and eight now for the Irish. Ball sits at the 28-yard line. I don't know what they would do necessarily, Troy, but you kind of feel like this is kind of four-down territory on this side of the 40.
I would agree with you. Definitely.
They break huddle once again. Two receivers this time off to the right side. That's Kyler Sipple out there. Picked up that number. An eye back off to Taft's right. Taft back to pass. Has a receiver. Finds him for a first down to the 20-yard line. That was Kyler Sipple running a slant across the middle. And a Taft hit puts it right on him for a first down.
And on the coverage there for the Thunderbirds, we got our first substitution here. Trey Lubin, 185-pound sophomore, in on the tackle.
5:21 showing on the game clock. Again, our score is 8-0. Johnson County Central took the opening drive down and scored the first possession. The Irish looking to match that. They break the huddle. Off to the right is two receivers. And a running back sits to Taft's left. Now a receiver goes in motion. They hand it off to the running back and just swallowed up right away by Johnson County Central. There was a whole bunch of them in there in a hurry, Troy.
Yeah, you had three white jerseys on Canonico as soon as he got the ball.
Tough play there for the Irish. Just had nothing going there. Good push by JCC.
You know, and I think that's kind of the first time they were right up the middle.
Yes. Yeah.
All the other ones have been to the outside.
They have. They've had some success out there.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yep.
You got to keep them honest.
You got to mix it up.
Two receivers left, Taft in the back, shotgun snap, he rolls left, has a defender in his face, looking to throw it, lobs it downfield, it's going to be intercepted by Swanson. Swanson up the right sideline, knocked out of bounds. It is going to be an interception by JCC. Taft was trying to throw it over the head, trying to get it into the hands of Alex Madsen, and a good play there by Johnson County Central's quarterback from the 26-yard line.
And I think it was Sipple that finally shoved him out of bounds.
So turnover via interception that time for the Irish.
Johnson, on that pre-show, this is what you didn't want to see happen.
Johnson County Central break. Likewise, on the first drive, they're under center. Fullback off to the right side. Swanson takes the snap, hands it off to the I-back. Different I-back in there this time. And on the carry this time is Cooper Jones. Jones, a 185-pound sophomore on the carry. He'll gain 3 yards. It'll be second and 7 for JCC.
You know, it looked like we had Baxter and Canonico in on the tackle for the Irish.
We need, like, instant replay or something so we can see that better. Something.
Well, if you had your technology stuff.
We have a hard enough time the way it is.
Correct.
Now a tight end off the line. This is going to be a sweep off to Jones once again. Jones will go on the right side. A flag comes in from the back, Judge. And Jones is brought down there before the line to gain.
Again, Kanani go in on the tackle. He wrapped him up well and brought him down. But again.
And it's holding.
And that comes from that back, Judge, on the defense. And it's holding on the. So it had to be on one of these receivers cutting across.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, that will back him up.
Well, maybe. They're talking to Goltz, see what he wants to do.
Coach Goltz over here on the near side. Signals, go ahead and back him up. It'll be second down and 12 to go after the holding call. So all the plays the JCC has ran so far, Swanson's taken snaps under center. And all the plays that the Irish have ran in that first possession have been out of the gun. So a couple different looking offenses here this evening. Second, and to get the 4 yard line, they break the huddle. Come the Thunderbirds. They must have heard me because Swanson's lined up in the gun.
There you go.
A fullback in front of him. He'll take the direct snap. He'll go right up the left side and didn't get much as the Irish are in there. And hurry, the ball comes loose, and the Irish have it. They return it at 5 yards. Swanson must have lost it as he was going down. The Irish have the football.
I think they're going to break it.
They're signaling Irish ball standing on the 20-yard line, the white hat official.
But your back judge is standing back here. I don't think they agree with what that call was. But anyway, Cooper Canabi in on the tackle and the strip for the Irish, and the Irish take over on that turnover.
So a turnover for the Thunderbirds that time. The Irish recover. I didn't even see that ball come out,
either.
Troy.
I didn't either. When you yelled it, I was like, what?
Ball came out, first and 10, Sickert Hart in business here from the 21. Taft gets the ball back into his hands. He lines up in the gun. Three receivers off to the left side this time. A tight end to the right. Taft takes the snap. He'll run left, has some room, gets a block from a tight end out there, and he'll rumble across the 20 into inside the 20-yard line, gain of about four. For Taft that time.
For the stop there for the Thunderbirds. Rottenbach.
Second down. A long six. Call it seven, if you'd please. 2:44 left to go here in the first quarter. Again, my name is Cody Schwong. Pleasantly joining Troy Nelson in the booth tonight.
Pleasantly.
Taking over for John Nixon. We hope John feels better. Feeling under a little bit under the weather today. So if you're listening, John, we wish you nothing but getting a little bit better. Under center this time. Taft with an eye back behind him and a fullback. He swings it out to the right side. Has a receiver around the right side. He gets across the 10. And that's going to be a first down. Pass over there goes to, that was Caden Groff that time on the catch. Groff.
Jack Warning in on the coverage for the Thunderbirds in the tackle.
Caden Groff, a 155-pound junior, took the swing pass from Taft and rumbled around the right side. Gets the ball to the 10-yard line, we'll call it. It'll be first and 10, as there's about a foot of a first down up there they could get, I suppose, Troy.
Yep, from the way the chain gang is set up, they can get a first down.
We won't question those guys over there. Oh, we know some of them.
They have the best seat in the
house. Under center this time, tapped. He motions his eye back to the left. The ball's on the ground. I can't.
Now it's a scrum in the
JCC's
pile.
JCC's looking like they're pointing like they have it. Let's see what they call. Nope, they're going to say the Irish retain it.
So it looks like
Clay Cox running. Canabi or Canonico on there?
I say Canabi because Canonico's already back.
I like it. I like it. This is why it's got to take two. We get it wrong. The Irish save one there on the miss-executed snap as Taft was under center. So right back into the gun, the Irish go. This time they'll set three receivers off to the left side, a tight end on the right. Taft stands alone in the backfield. He'll take the snap, rolls left, looks to pass, has a receiver. Now three defenders in his face. He just throws it up for a grab, and it's going to be intercepted once again by Johnson County Central. That time on the intercept, and I believe, is Cooper Jones for JCC. Taft had a lot of pressure in his face there, had to get rid of it, and it's going to be an interception, goes back to JCC.
Now, I think they were, this is where it gets funky, too, because I think he was in the end zone, and I think they're bringing it out to the 15-yard line. Yes. Yeah, so he was in the end zone, even though it was in the green.
Yeah.
That's where, for us up here on this 11-man field, making sure we get it right.
So far, so good here tonight. First and 10, JCC from their 15-yard line. Swanson in the gun. Fullback in front of him, offset to the right, a receiver to the left. Swanson will take the direct snap, runs up the middle, gains about 3 yards, and is tackled down there by a host of Irish.
Leading the charge for the Irish, though, your defensive back, Caden Groth.
Groth in on the stop that time. Clock is winding down here in the first quarter. We have some exciting stuff coming for you in the second quarter. We'll announce that when we come back from break.
Exciting. Can't wait.
Johnson County kind of seems content here, taking all the play clock. Of course, you get the whole, I think it's 40 seconds in high school, right on the play clock when you...
Irish making a late sub here, adding an offensive lineman. So they got four down linemen.
Four down linemen. Now we're under center with a straight I formation behind Swanson for JCC. He takes the snap. He'll hand it off, a delayed handoff to the I back. This time back in there was Lee Exiafonik-Songcom. Takes the handoff, and he'll only get about one on the carry. Third down, six to go for JCC.
Sacred Heart brought freshman Aiden Scheidel in as the fourth down lineman, but your tackler was Caden Groth out on the right side.
Third down and six. I think JCC is going to be okay taking this to the second quarter. So that's going to move our score of 8-0 straight into the second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a one-minute break, come back with more action. Again, we'll have a good surprise for you here in the second quarter. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
The end of the first quarter, 8-0. The JCC Thunderbirds in front here. A few announcements going on. I believe they're announcing the cheerleaders are the Irish at this quarter break. Both teams on the field getting some water. I know all of you can't bear the surprise anymore, but this second quarter is going to be called by Mr. Troy Nelson himself. He'll have your play-by-play, and I'll sit back and enjoy and watch the color come.
We're going to try it like Nixon and Gatula do. I'll take the evens, and Cody's got the odds.
That's way too complicated. We better just say first and third and second and fourth.
Oh, okay.
We'll be all messed up.
As we did that, I forgot to do my other job here to let our crew know what's going on here. So you keep talking while
all right.
I text.
Just passed top of the half hour, 7:30. Shows the clock here on my cell phone. Again, we're live from Falls City, Nebraska this evening. Falls City Sacred Heart Irish hosting the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. We'd like to thank our main game sponsor tonight, Mead Lumber, building more than projects, they're building community. Mead Lumber.
All right.
We're back for second quarter action. Troy's ready.
All right, here we go. Second quarter here from Jug Brown Stadium. Thunderbirds have the ball third and six on their own 19. Under the center again is Swanson. Ball is snapped, passes away. Got a receiver on the right side. He's wide open. Got enough for the first down, and he's moving forward. And it looks like it was caught by Rottenbach. Let's double check that.
Host of tacklers over there. Sipple led the way for the Irish that time.
But again, enough for the first down. All right, first and 10, JCC. They're on 34. Break the huddle on the far sideline. Again, Swanson up under the center. Lee Iqbanafon Fona Songchong. Some
Kong.
Rolling back, throwing across the middle. He's got a receiver open. As Swanson does, and it's going to be... Warren. For a first down, a lot more.
Back in the defensive position that time for the Irish is Noah Howard, freshman back there on the stop that time for Sacred Heart. Brought him down around the 22 that time.
First and 10, JCC. Again on their Irish 22 now. They've crossed midfield. And Swanson under center. He's going to fake the handoff to the left and give it to the right. Lee X. Zanafana Sangkom. Again, we apologize now for this. We got the pronunciations ahead of time, and we hope we're doing it right.
Lee X is what they're actually going on over the intercom, because I could hear them that time.
And that's what Nixon has in his notes, because that must have been what JCC told him.
I like it.
Lee X.
We can handle that.
Yeah. All right, second and six now. Under center is Swanson. And the Irish jump.
The hard count got him.
Yeah.
That time jumping off sides are the Irish. That'll be a free 5 yards for the Thunderbirds. Moving the ball forward.
Yep. It's going to be second down and about two now for the Thunderbirds. Ball spotted on the far sideline. Clock running with 10:30 left in the second quarter. T-Birds lead 8-0. Swanson is dropping back, hands it off to Nichols. And he gives me a tackle around like the 2 yard line.
Brought down that time by Elijah Canonico, chasing down Cooper that time. Is that Jones?
Okay, that was not Nichols running it. All right. That was Harrison Bacon. That's where you have trouble with these numbers when they roll up underneath the jerseys. Swanson underneath the center, give it right up the middle to Lee X. Lee X is going to rumble it in for a 2 yard touchdown. Lee X. Thompson County Central scores in the second quarter with 10:04 left. Lee X for a 2 yard run.
So it's 14-0 on the scoreboard now. Pending 2 point attempt here. The Thunderbirds took that one the full length of the football field that time after the interception.
Lining up for the two-point conversion. Give the handoff to, again, I'm saying that, I think that's a 10, Cooper Jones to the right side, and Jones gets in for the touch or the two-point conversion. With 10:04 left here in the second quarter, JCC leads 16-0. We'll send it back to the studio. You're listening to high school football on KOZA FM 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Have it.
You're happy.
Hey, welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium here. Our drive summary. Cody,
Brought to you by
Farm Bureau and
there you go. It's a 7-5 play, 65-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 3-yard Brayton Nichols rush, and then a 2-point conversion converted by Cooper Jones makes our score 16-0 here at Jug Brown Stadium.
All right, Thunderbirds are kicking off from their own 30-yard line. Ball spotted. Whistles blown. And your right-footed kicker for JCC puts it into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback. Irish will have it first and 10 on their own 15s.
Irish will take over.
Start this drive.
The Irish have had good things going for them here this evening, Troy. Just haven't been able to capitalize yet.
Yeah. And again, we knew the offensive-defensive line was going to be some issues. We knew that.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
And, you know, but again, they're doing what they need to do.
Managing drives.
Yeah. All right, so Irish have it, first and 10 on their own 15, 10:04 left in the second, trailing 16-0. And let's see if they make a change in the quarterback now, as Gold's mentioning in his pregame show. It does not look like it. It looks like Taft is still going to be the quarterback, and he's coming up under center. Canonico and Groth in the backfield, one receiver out to the left, and they give this Canonico right up the middle, and he's going to be met again by a bunch of white shirts and stood up and stopped.
There's a whole bunch of JCC Thunderbirds under there, but we're going to credit Kini Afebu on the tackle that time for JCC.
No gain on the play. Second and 10. Taft runs to the sideline to get the play from Coach Goltz. Irish break the huddle. See, Sipple's going to be your wide out to the left. Taft under center. Canonico behind him. Gross to the left. Long snap. Ah. We have a flag from the back judge. Usually that's offensive.
Yeah. That's, when it comes from the white hat back there, usually that's not good.
Yeah. Illegal procedure on the Irish. So mark it back 5 yards. So again, second down and 15 for the Irish. All right. Again, Taft comes to the sideline to get this play. With the injury to Studite, they're not rotating their tight end like they normally do, so Taft is coming and getting the play. Taft comes up under center, same formation, Sipple a wide out to the left. Groth goes in motion, give to Canonico up the middle. Nope, Taft keeps it, the option play. He fakes the pitch to Groth and keeps it himself and rumbles for about 6 yards.
If they can get Taft out on the edge, wearing that time on the stop for the Thunderbirds, but if they can get Taft on the outside that like they have been, they're gaining 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. Good fake there by Canonico that time up the middle.
Yeah, good call there on that triple option. All right, so third down and 7 now for the Irish. Again, same setup. Sipple wide out to the left. Taft under center. Canonico blown back in the backfield. Groth to the left. Fake to Canonico up the middle. Taft throws it out to Groth. Groth gets enough for the first down and a little more as he stays in bounds.
Over there on the tackle was Swanson. Wes Swanson on the tackle for JCC that time. Good for a first down. Ball's going to be placed at the 29-yard line of the Irish. 8:24 left to go here in the second quarter. It is a Thunderbird lead of 16-10 here. Or 16-0, excuse me.
All right. Breaking the huddle this time of the Irish. We're going to have two tight ends set here. It's going to, again, Taft under center. Canonico straight behind him. Give his Canonico up the middle. He's going to get positive yards on this one. I'm going to say about 2 yards.
Those are tough yards there, Troy.
Yeah, they're tough.
Jones on the stop. Cooper Jones on the stop that time for JCC.
But, again, as we said that in the first quarter, you just can't run them onto the outside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make up JCC defense stay on it. All right, second down and 9 for the Irish. Ball spotted just above their 30. Nope. Let's see. Coming out to the side now. Your wide out on the right. Taft coming back, throws it across the middle to Groth. Groth rumbles forward. He's going to get enough for the first down and a little more.
Tackled by Jack Waring for the Thunderbirds. Another first down for the Irish.
So that defensive end, offensive tight end I was having trouble on was freshman Noah Howard there. There we go. So Noah Howard's in the game at the tight end position. Taft brings the play from the sideline, 7:07 and running here in the second quarter. Irish have the ball, cross midfield on JCC 37. Taft under center. Oh, and we got whistle blowing on the far sideline.
I think we're going to have a timeout on the field, Troy.
So timeout JCC will send her back to the studio. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium. 6:57 left to go here in the first half. JCC 16, the Sticker Hard Irish 0. Here on this Friday evening, live from Falls City, Nebraska.
And again, it's back to summer temperatures here at 93 at game time.
I had 100 degrees on my pickup earlier today, sitting out in the sun.
Oh, yeah?
After about mid-70s last week.
Oh, that was, yeah. we were spoiled for a week and a half, 2 weeks here. All right. Timeout over. Irish come from the sideline. JCC's defense is set up. First and 10 Irish again on the JCC 37-yard line. And let's see. We got Noah Howard again, your freshman wide out to the right. Taft under center. Canonico straight behind him and give to Canonico up the middle. And Canonico is going to get some real good yardage this time. He's going to rumble forward for about 5 yards.
On the tackle that time, Wyatt Case tripped up Canonico that time.
All right, so second down and I'm going to say 4 from the far sideline. Clock running with 6:35 left here in the second quarter. Taft gets the call from head coach Goltz. Trots back to the huddle. And again, Cooper Canabi is your center. He strides up. Taft comes up underneath him. Canonico going back in the backfield. Sipple out to the left. Taft is going to fake to Canonico and pitch out to Gross. And Gross is going to move her forward for about another 4 yards. And this might be close to the first down.
Nichols that time pushed Growth out of bounds for the Thunderbirds.
Yards to go, so my bifocals need to be adjusted because I thought he was further down the field than that. All right, 3rd and 1 for the Irish. Ball spotted on the JCC 28-yard line somewhere in there. I'm going by the scoreboard on that one. I'm cheating. Tap ran the play from Coach Goltz. And Howard's going to be your tight end. Nope, he's going to go out wide to the right. Taft under center. Canonico behind him. Gross to the left. Fake to Canonico. Nope, he lets Canonico have it. Canonico's going to get the first down and about 2 more yards.
There's 8 JCC players out there, and there was only 3 of them standing up after that play was over. So 5 of them on the tackle. Whole bunch of them there that time. The whole defensive front on the stop for the JCC Thunderbirds.
All right, so the Irish are doing this, I call it kind of that triple option where the quarterback reads what the defensive end is doing and whether he's going to take the ball away from his running back. So, again, Howard coming out wide to the right. Roth is going to be your split back on the right. Taft under center, Canonico behind him. There's your snap, fake to Canonico, dropping back the pass to Taft. He rumbles a little bit to the left and gets the ball away, but a little bit low.
He tried to put some heat on that. I don't think he had to. He tried to put some heat on that one out there to Noah Howard, and the ball just kind of floated on him a little bit, straight to the turf in front of Howard's feet.
Right, a little bit low. So incomplete pass. 2nd and 10. The clock will stop with 5:34 left here in the second. And the ball spotted on JCC 29-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Knobby, Baxter, and Rottinghouse, I think, are your linemen down there. Yep. Taft, we got an I formation. Rolling to his left now, and he's just going to get rid of it. He had a white jersey in his face, and the receivers were on the other side of the field.
Yeah, that was Cooper Jones getting the pressure there to Taft that time in the backfield in a hurry, unblocked.
So incomplete pass, third and 10 now for the Irish. Again, ball spotted on the Thunderbird 29, 5:28 left in the second quarter. Taft trots back to the huddle. All right, Sipple's going to go wide to the left. Ooh, and Howard's going wide to the right, so something a little different. Oh, and two backs, and one on each side of Taft now in the shotgun formation. Taft dropping back to pass. He's got a man across the center, and he overthrows him with Kanonika as the intended receiver, and it's going to be intercepted.
Braden Nichols on the interception for the JCC Thunderbirds that time. The third interception on the evening for the Thunderbirds. It'll be first and 10 JCC from their own 22-yard line.
Taft had that. He just threw it a little bit high, and Kanonika couldn't get it. All right, so JCC will take over on the interception, first and 10 on their own 22. 5:21 left here in the second quarter. They lead 16 to nothing. All right, JCC breaks the huddle, and they're going shotgun formation. Swanson in the backfield by himself. He's going to fake to the left and run to the, fake to the right and run to the left for about 5 yards on that carry.
Groth and Howard in there on the stop that time for the Irish.
All right, so second down and 4 for the Thunderbirds. They're kind of doing their play call the same way the Irish do. They're not 7 players out. Number 3, Waring, going over and getting the play from head coach Ryan Houghton. They break the huddle. It's going to stay a shotgun formation. I think that Swanson in the backfield. He's going to keep the ball all the way to his left, and he's got a big hole, and he stiff-arms one person down the sideline. He goes, and Swanson crosses the 10, and he's going to get in for the touchdown. Quarterback senior Wes Swanson scrambles. 52 yards. I'm trying
52 yards.
Yeah, 52.
Good job, man.
For a retired old guy, my math worked okay that time. Anyway, Johnson County Central, Wes Swanson scores on a quarterback keeper through the left side and rumbles down the sideline for that touchdown. All right, 2-point conversion time for the Thunderbirds. Let's see, they break the huddle. We're going to go. Swanson's coming under center. All right. Braden Nichols, the fullback. Fake to him. Pitch out to, I think that's a 3. Jack Waring. Waring kicking it in for the 2-point conversion. With 4:32 left here in the second quarter, T-Birds lead 24-0. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
It's a 2-play, 58-yard touchdown drive, capped off by a 52-yard touchdown jaunt by quarterback Wes Swanson for the JCC Thunderbirds, topped off by a sweep run coming for Jack Waring around the left side, making the score here this evening 24-0. Our touchdown drive summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, your family, farm and future. Farm Bureau Insurance, Auburn and Fall City.
All right, Wes Swanson is your kicker. Looks like we got Fletcher set up deep on the goal line for the Irish. Senior, junior, Bo Fletcher.
Please approach in an orderly fashion.
All right.
Thank you.
We are set to kick. Kick is away. We got whistles early. What is going on?
Whistle's blown early. The play is dead. Let's see what happened. I don't see a flag anywhere.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I only see 8 out there. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But we're going to re-kick regardless. We're going to re-kick it. From the same spot.
Yes, from the same spot. I didn't see any motion by any official on anything.
Maybe some communication officials issue there, possibly. Shutting that thing down a little bit early. That's a good thing because the ball went through the 11-man end zone back by the pole pit. So...
All right.
See what happens here.
Yeah. All right. Now maybe it's a TV timeout.
Oh, we messed it up.
Yeah, they didn't come back. Come back too early for the TV timeout. All right. So anyway, here we go. 4:32 left in the second quarter. 24-0 Thunderbirds. They set the kick here on the 30-yard line. Right-footed kicker Swanson gets it up in the air. Fletcher's coming over to his left, and it's going to let it go into the end zone. So ball goes into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback on. JCC, the Irish will have it first and 10 on their 15.
4:32 left to go here before halftime. We will have a halftime show for you, so don't go anywhere. We'll take a look at the first half recap, send it back to the studio, and we'll check on that hot weather that Troy mentioned there earlier in the evening. Hopefully, Kurt Kilman, our studio engineer, can give us some good news about the weather.
Maybe.
If not, that's on Kurt.
If you like hot.
There you go.
All right, Irish break the huddle. First and 10 on their own 15 to start this drive. Taft under center. Howard wide to the right. Give to Canonico up the middle. Canonico is going to get 2 or 3 yards on that carry.
You know, they just keep pounding it up the middle with Canonico.
Right.
He's starting to get some more yards, tough yards through there.
Yeah, very tough. Yeah, but they're kind of keeping the same formation, but just doing some different things out of that formation, but not making it too difficult for Taft is the way I'm going to say it.
I like it. Braden Nichols, we've heard his name a lot on tackles here this evening. He gets another one there from his linebacker position.
All right, Sipple out wide to the left, Taft under center, Canonico behind him, Brooks to the left. Taft is going to keep the ball and pitch it to Groth. Groth doesn't get a handle on it, and he's going to go out of bounds. Fumbled out of bounds. Maybe, or did he have his knee down when he got on?
Well,
anyway, the Irish have the ball. Kind of a late weird pitch.
Taft tried to get outside. He was getting tackled pretty quickly. He tried to pitch it outside to Groth, and Groth just couldn't quite corral it. Tried to run over the sideline to keep it in play, but I think he must have stepped on the sideline right when he picked it up, Troy.
All right, so Irish still have the ball, 3rd and 7 on their own 17. Clock stop at 3:48. We're going to have Howard come out wide to the right this time. Sip will be your tight end on the left. Taft under center, Canonico behind him. Fake to Canonico, drop him back to pass. Taft's going to unload it as he's wrapped up. And coming back on it was that Canonico.
That was
Groth. Groth trying to come back and couldn't get to it. Incomplete.
Fourth down here.
Brings up fourth down for the Irish, and then we can say we're punting on this side of the field with them.
That'd be the first one of the evening.
Yeah, correct. Yes, dropping back the pack. Punt. Should be Cooper Kanabe. I can't quite get that number, but I think he's the punter.
Back deep for Johnson County Central is Jack Waring.
Oh, that punt was tipped at the... Well, this is going to get a nice Irish roll, though. It crosses midfield and just keeps rolling. Kanabe got it away, but it was tipped as soon as he kicked it. But again, got a great Irish roll, and it's going to be downed on the JCC 30-yard line.
All right, that's where JCC will have it in business here at 3:30 left to go before half with a 24-0 lead here, and they'll get the ball back at their own 29.
All right, so 1st and 10, JCC. Let's see if they make any subs in their backfield yet. They should. All right, so your center, Furtado, still in the game. Swanson coming up underneath him, one back in the backfield. Could be a pitch out there to the running back. See, that's the one I don't think. That's 10. Jones, yeah.
Let's see, they've been subbing him in and out. And that's the one that's confusing me with that 10. I can barely read it.
Zippel over there on the stop that time for the Irish.
All right, second down and 6 now for the Thunderbirds. Ball spotted on their own 34. Clock running at 3 minutes left here in the second quarter. Swanson under center, and he's going to pitch it to Jones to the left side. Jones has to cut it back up the middle, and he's going to get put down right there for no gain.
Stopped by Groth and Howard. Both of them in there on the stop that time for the Irish.
All right. Third and 5 on 34. Clock running with 2:35 for KCC. They are taking their time with this play.
You know, I don't think we'd have as much trouble with them jerseys out there, but the white and that dark red must just be something from up here. Hard to pick it out sometimes.
To me, sometimes it's the font, and it kind of rolls underneath that shoulder.
Yes.
All right, Swanson under center, dropping back to pass, dropping way back. He's going to be flushed up a little bit, and he's got a receiver. He's open, and Rottenbaugh catches it for enough for the first down, but flag on the play.
Where they threw it, you would think it might be a holding call, Troy, but we'll wait and see what the officials sort out here. Clock shows 2:05.
What's horseman-like face mask against the Irish? Wow. All right. So, personal foul. It looked like he signaled face mask after that against the Irish. So, this will be the 15-yarder of this one, making it a personal foul. All right. So, 2:05 left here in the second quarter. Thunderbird leads 24-0. They're going to have the ball first and 10 on the Irish. Maybe they
should be.
Holy moly. That was...
Well, it must have started in the wrong spot.
That was way more than 15.
Well,
man,
you know.
Yeah, okay. I'm not doing that math. Okay, JCC has the ball on the Irish 23-yard line. Swanson under center. Nichols alone in the backfield. He's going to give it to Nichols coming across. And we got another flag.
Man,
the defensive back judge as the Thunderbirds keep the legs moving and gets forward for about 5 yards.
Did you have Nichols time on the carry?
Yep.
That was, once again, Canonico in there bringing down Nichols.
Holding. Against the Thunderbirds.
All right.
So not quite offsetting penalties.
Nolan Boyd on the run that time. First and 15 we should have.
Yep, there we go. First and 15 for JCC. Minute 53 left in the second quarter. All right. So Swanson getting the play from the sideline. Thunderbirds break the huddle. They have a 2 tight end set. Swanson's coming up under center. Got the I formation. Going to drop back and pass. Got plenty of time. Looking downfield a long way.
Oh, great defense.
That was a great pass. Went right over the head of Noah Howard. And intended for Rottenbaugh. I think that's a 2, if not a 3. But broken up at the last moment, and Howard did a fantastic job there on the end.
The best part of that whole play, and
wow.
Howard had it, he was over his head, and the receiver came down with it. Howard put his hand through the ball, through the receiver's hands, and knocked it out of his hands, deflecting a touchdown, basically, for the Irish.
He was landing in the end zone if Howard hadn't gotten that ball out of there. Anyway, incomplete pass. Second down, 16. Minute 39 left. Swanson under center. I formation. Drop back. Fakes it. Rolling that. Ooh, he's got a defensive end. Drop the ball again. Hits the same guy on the other sideline. Falls incomplete. Overthrows this time. Jack Waring.
That'll bring up third down and 16. Now back in coverage with Sippel that time for the Irish. Minute 31 to go here before halftime.
You know, and the Irish had a defensive end there in the backfield. They were trying to mix it up on him. So third and 16, minute 31 left. JCC has the ball on the Irish 28-yard line, and we're going to take a timeout. JCC takes a timeout.
Timeout on the field. 1:31 left to go here before halftime. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more football on Sunny 101.3.
Mark Keller here at Farm and City Supply, your grilling headquarters. Come on in and take a look at our great new line of Rec-Tec grills and smokers. We've got four models in stock to choose from, along with the first ever pellet griddle. Also, we have a good selection of Blackstone grills, Weber grills, and the ever-famous heavy-duty Blazing grill made in Beatrice, Nebraska. So come on in, check us out, the best selection around. Farm and City Supply, we'll keep you grilling.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium at the Thomas Memorial Track and Field. It's 24-0. JCC in front of the Irish here this evening. 1:31 left till halftime. That time with the pressure in the backfield, Troy, that was Toby Baxter putting pressure, kind of forced that pass by Swanson.
Right. All right. So JCC has the ball, 3rd and 16 here. Swanson under center. One back in the backfield, and he's going to do a quick throw out. Oh, to the receiver going down the right side. Sipple jumps up and knocks it down. That was intended for Warning out there.
Great play by Kyler Sipple over there on the right side.
Yeah. Brings up fourth down for the Thunderbirds. And again, you're on the Irish 28-yard line, so you think we're going for it here. Get a little confusion. Yep. Rottenbaugh coming to the huddle and decided, nope, I'll just go back to the wideout position on the right side. So Swanson under center, two receivers both sides dropping way back. Got the screen set up here, and he hit Warning. And Warning's going to get forward from maybe the original line of scrimmage, but we have a flag on the field.
Flag on the play. Canonico over there chasing down Waring that time after the catch, pending the flag.
The flag, yeah.
They tried to set up the screen that time. Successful.
Yeah. They had it successful.
Canonico chased it down, made the tackle.
Now, that call was against the Thunderbirds. Rough, no? Offsetting penalties. Offsetting penalties. Okay.
Oh, it was a personal foul on JCC. Missed what it was.
Yeah.
And then turnover to the Irish here.
I need to do a better job with my referee signals. Anyway, turnover on downs. Irish have it. 1st and 10 on their own 23. 1:18 left in this second quarter. Taft brings the play from the sideline. Let's see. You can have the two tight ends set. Canonico behind Taft. Gross to the right. Get the Canonico up the middle. Again. Going to power forward and just keep his feet moving, and he's going to fall forward for about five downs. A lot of tough 5 yards there.
Tackle that time made by Keeney Afebu on the stop that time for the Thunderbirds.
All right, Irish clock running with under 1 minute here in the second quarter. They have the ball 2nd and 5 on their own 28. Again, they don't seem to be in too big of a hurry
here. Yeah, definitely no rush. 43 seconds, 40 seconds.
They got all three of their timeouts,
too.
Taft under center, I formation. Canonico the fullback, Groth in the I back. Fake to Canonico, Taft throws it over to Howard, and Howard incomplete, but a late flag on that one. We have had a lot of flags.
Well, there's been
here.
A bunch of them. I usually try to write those down, but pending first game of the year, didn't want to overload.
Yep. Holy moly, there's been a lot of flags in this last 3 minutes.
While they sort this one out, we do want to remind you to stay tuned for a halftime show. We'll take a break and then come back and give you a first half recap. I think they're going to call sideline warning on the Thunderbirds is what that was.
Yeah,
yep, that's what that was. Yep.
That was interesting.
Well, it must not be a warning. It must have been
a warning.
A penalty.
That was a penalty because they're moving them.
Long ways.
Wow. Okay, so the penalty against the Thunderbirds. Irish have the ball across midfield. 1st and 10 on the Thunderbird 37-yard line. 28 seconds left in the second quarter.
And like you said, all three timeouts here for the Irish.
Shotgun formation is Taft. Gross to his left, Canonico to his right. Dropping back to pass. Nope, going to tuck it and run forward. He's going to get hit hard, but again, falls forward about 1 yard.
That was Lubin that time in on the stop for the Thunderbirds,
now
Trey Lubin.
All right, Fall City Sacred Heart will take the timeout with 16 seconds left here in the second quarter. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We're enjoying and listening to the Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3. We're building more than projects, building community. Cody Shawong, Troy Nelson with you here on Friday evening nearing halftime here at Jug Brown Stadium. We do like to give our sponsors all the credit we possibly can, even though we may forget once in a while. But Mead Lumber, the Game of the Week, our sponsor, title sponsor for tonight's ball game.
All right, coming out of the timeout there for the Irish. Second down and 9, 16 seconds left. Shotgun formation, triplets to your right. Empty backfield. Taft's going to throw to Sipple. Sipple's got some blockers in front of him. He's going to get out of bounds at about the 25-yard line.
Clock is down 9 seconds here. Clock is stopped, though, as Sipple went out of bounds.
So first down, Irish. On the JCC 26-yard line, they call it now. 9 seconds left here in the second half.
I want to remind everybody, if you're looking for the Tigers, they're over on KTNC tonight, 107.1 or 1230 FM or 1230 AM. There you go.
All right, shotgun formation. Quick throw out to Canonico, and the ball goes incomplete. Low throw by Taft. Canonico couldn't get down low enough to get it. So incomplete pass. But again, stops the clock with 7 seconds. Second down and 10 on the JCC 26-yard line.
Also, can hear all of our games on the MSC Sports Radio Network, MSCSports.net. There's a Listen Live tab up in the top right corner. Click on that. Find which station you're looking for. If you're looking for Troy and I, we'll be on the Sunny 101.3 tap, KLZA.
Nope, taking a timeout. Sacred Heart's going to take their second timeout of this half. So, again, with that timeout here, we're sending it back to the studio for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
For 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
7 seconds up on the clock. 24-0. The Thunderbirds lead the Irish here as we near halftime. We do have a scoring update from you live from Conestoga. It's the Conestoga Cougars 10, the Fall City Tigers 0 at halftime in that one. Again, you can hear that one live over on our sister station, KTNC 107.1 FM or 1230 AM.
Randy and Dylan are covering that one up there. So out of the timeout, two receivers to the right, shotgun formation is Taft, Canonico behind him. They're going to go Groth at end around. Groth's got some running room to the left side. He's going to get through the 10 and go out of bounds and are in close to the 5-yard line.
Nice little play drawn up by the Irish, knocked out of bounds over there by, that was Trey Lubin on the stop that time for the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. He went out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Again, looking far field there. Numbers are mixing it up. Anyway, 2 seconds left. Third down and 3 from the 18-yard line. And let's see, they'll take the last time out. Yep. Irishmen take their last time out.
You know, you want to leave it here?
Yeah, we'll just leave it here. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
See what they can draw up. 2 seconds, right?
Yeah. You got some sponsors.
We do. Let's look at our game of the week sponsor, Mead Lumber. You're listening to the Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3. They're building more than projects. They're building community. We'd like to thank our other sponsors tonight. Our drive summaries are brought to you by Farm Bureau. Call Tasha today to protect things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. And also Highland CEC, we'll cover them here as the halftime sponsor. But again, just want to thank our sponsors, because without them, we can't do have fun up here on a Friday night, Troy.
Nope, and that's just great. And Dylan Hendricks is doing an awesome job getting out there and selling those ads.
Next week, we will have football for you.
Oh, you bet we will.
We'll have Fall City at Omaha Concordia. You can hear that game live next Friday night on KTNC channels or on the MSC Sports Radio Network, like I mentioned before. And on Sunny 101.3, it'll be Johnson Brock at these Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central. Again, that's next Friday's radio lineup for high school football.
All right, here we come. Be the last play of the half here, unless there's a penalty. 2 seconds left. 3rd and 3 Irish on the JCC 18-yard line. We're spotted on the far side. We're going to have a shotgun formation, and motion goes growth. Canonico stays back to block. Taft's going to move up. Now he gets rid of it, and he's got a man down there with Sipple, and it looked like he caught it on the 1-yard line, but the clock's going to go to zero. He did not get in for the touchdown. There's no signal, so no, that'll be the end of the half. Irish caught that ball on the 1-yard line.
Yeah, tough break for the Irish as they end halftime, but a good completed pass, right?
Successful play,
just a little bit short. That'll take us to halftime, 24-0. We'll take a halftime break. Send it back to the studio for 2 minutes, then come back to us. We'll take a look at the first half recap, then we'll send it back to our guy, Kirk Kilman, in the studio to take a look at the weather and catch you up on all the local news. Take a 2-minute timeout. Back in two on Sunny 101.3.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello, Martial Arts. Need your help to color our dragon. Your artwork will help us circle our school with the longest dragon body possible. Print out a section from our website, HowlandMartialArts.com, color it, and bring it to the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th. Enjoy a free lunch, take part in our bully defense program, and cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. That's the Board Breakathon, Saturday, September 13th, at Howland Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime at Jug Brown Stadium tonight. The Sickerheart Irish playing host to the Johnson County Thunderbirds. It's Johnson County 24, Fall City Sickerheart 0 at the half. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from dead. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu. It was a closer game than the score makes it appear, Troy. Johnson County capitalized on some possessions that they had. The first one was started off with a touchdown run of 3 yards by Lee X, Xia Fona Suncom with a touchdown run of 3 yards. That made it 8-0 with a two-point conversion by Swanson getting tapped off. Then it was another score just underway in the second quarter of a 3-yard touchdown run by Braden Nichols. That one took 5 plays, 65 yards by the Thunderbirds, and it was a two-point conversion good by Cooper Jones. The third score for the Thunderbirds was Swanson on that long run that you might remember midway through the second quarter, a 2-play, 52-yard drive capped off by a Swanson 52-yard touchdown run, and Jack Waring converted the 2-point conversion to make the score 24-0. So that's where we sit at the end of 24 minutes. So what we're going to do now is we're going to send it back to our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman. He's going to give you a local update of the local weather, check out some of our game sponsors and our local sponsors, and we'll be back for second half football here live again, once again from Jug Brown Stadium, Cody Shawong and Troy Nelson. We'll talk to you in a few minutes. Back with more football after this.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 75-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots, in downtown Hiawatha. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has 2 pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we attitude tonight, we're looking at mostly clear skies with low temperatures well above averages for this time of year, and as we continue through the work week into the weekend. Through the overnight, we'll see quiet weather. Then for Saturday, lots of sunshine to kick off the weekend. Highs back in the low 90s. Summer-like temperatures return. Average highs around this time of year, 83 degrees, and average lows around 57 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low around 67 degrees. Overnight temperatures warm around 70 degrees, with south winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Heading into the weekend, Saturday, lots of sunshine in store, high near 93 degrees, southwest winds at 10 to 15. Saturday night, we're looking mostly cloudy, low around 69 degrees, south winds at 5 to 10. Sunday, the chance for showers and thunderstorms does return in the afternoon, that are partly sunny skies with a high near 88 degrees. South winds around 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Got a teen ready to hit the road? Adding a youthful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your teen, protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage. with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When you're riding into Little PLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Jug Brown Stadium. We're still at halftime here announcing the raffle winners. The cheerleaders did a little presentation. The F&M Bank presented a check with all the debit card users here at halftime as well, out on the track. If you haven't heard about that, both banks do a good job of giving back to the schools, Troy.
Yeah,
great. This is awesome small town community thing. I like seeing that a lot.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of cool.
Yes, very cool. Yeah.
A lot of good things about that. How's the shoulder, Troy? Is it hanging in there tonight?
Well, yeah, it's hanging there. But
yeah.
Not literally hanging there.
Well, we're hoping John Nixon gets to feeling better and gets back up here just a little bit under the weather. Nothing too wrong with John, I don't think, but just a little bit under the weather. A little scoring update.
Well,
Troy?
A few what we got off the app. I don't think everything's updated because, again, ours is wrong. But for C1 football in the area, let's see what we got in the area. Fort Calhoun's up on Boys Town 29-8. That's not really in the area. Syracuse 26-7 over Logan View, Scribner Snyder. What was that one? Oh, Lincoln Christian 22-6 up on Auburn. End of the first half there. Omaha Brownell Talbot's tied with Wayne at 7. I'm trying to look ahead at some of the teams that the Tigers will be playing as well.
And the last update we did get from Conestoga, it was halftime. Conestoga 10, Fall City 0, right?
Yeah.
That's the last one we got from up there. If you're interested in that, that is over on KTNC.
Yeah. Wood Rivers at halftime with Fairbury 23-8. Now let's skip down to 8-man football. This is where I know they're wrong because they didn't update the game that we have here. So, again, if these scores are updated on 8-man, and trying to find some area teams here in 8-man and having trouble finding that. There you go. McCool Junction 28-21 over Freeman at halftime. Lord Central Catholic, rated 10th, is trailing Thayer Central, rated 6th, 14-8. So a good battle of top 10 schools there earlier on. Johnson Brock is number 8. They're playing Southern. They're leading 38-0. Ooh, baby. Where are we at now?
Hanging in there.
Let's go to 6-man, see what we got.
Troy's looking that up. We do want to remind everybody our title sponsor this evening, presenting the ball game to you, Mead Lumber. They're building more than projects. They're building community. Our hometown building partner.
On your 6-man side, Meridian, final score, beat Lewiston 30-14. Diller O'Dale was trailing in the third quarter from number 3, Red Cloud, 52-14. And I know we got, no, Pawnee City's idle. That's why I can't find them. Yeah, Pawnee City is not playing tonight.
Got the week off.
Yeah.
Do want to remind everybody, after checking out those scores, we do have more football for you coming up in the coming weeks. But next week, we do know Fall City is going to travel to Omaha Concordia. That game will be able to be heard on KTNC. Again, next Friday night around 7 o'clock, pregame show around 6:30. So tune into that one on KTNC or on Sunny 101.3. We'll have live coverage of Johnson Brock and Johnson County Central football live from Johnson County there in Tecumseh next Friday night. Troy, let's go ahead and take another 1-minute break.
Yep.
Send it back to the studio. We'll get ready for the second half. here on Sunny 101.3.
Western National Bank is a community bank that is owned and operated by two small town guys with over 30 years of banking experience. At Western National Bank, we focus on building authentic and personal relationships while providing services usually associated with larger banks. Whether you visit us in person or manage your accounts online, you'll always get the same dedicated service. From digital banking to friendly face-to-face conversations, we're here to help. Western National Bank, community, culture, commerce. Visit us at mywnb.com or stop by your local branch today. Member FDIC.
Hey Thunderbirds, winter's on the way. Are you ready? Chief Drug in downtown Tecumseh is here to help you prep for the season. It's time for those yearly vaccines, including your flu shot. No appointment needed, but a quick call ahead makes it smooth sailing the rest of the way. While you're in, grab everyday essentials like cold meds, vitamins, bandages, and more. Locally owned, community trusted. Chief Drug keeps Tecumseh healthy one neighbor at a time. On the Square in downtown Tecumseh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Cody Shawong, Troy Nelson with you here live tonight. As we get ready to start up this second half, it's the JCC Thunderbirds 24, the Sicker Heart Irish 0. Both teams back out on the field, getting stretched out, loosened up. We're going to have football here in just a few moments. You're listening to the Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3, building more than projects, they're building community. Troy, any thoughts at halftime here?
Well, again, kind of what we thought coming in, Irish losing two starters. Again, they're already down on numbers, down on size. I think they're holding their own pretty good here.
Yeah, and I think, Coach Gold talked about it in the pregame show there about the versatility of Cole Taft.
Yep.
And I don't know much about it or haven't seen it, but if he hasn't played a lot of quarterback this year, I think he's throwing some good poise.
Yeah.
And just the confidence that he's playing with. It's not easy to play quarterback, especially in eight-man football. They get asked to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I think I've been impressed with how he's handled himself out there.
And to make that even further, again, covering the last 4 years for the radio station, I don't think he's even subbed in at quarterback during any time.
Yeah.
I think Gold said it, because Hayden Plow was the backup, and they put him in last week. But this week they tried Taft out at practice, and here we are.
Yeah, here we are. And he's, I think, like I said, doing a great job for the Irish here. And they're going to get the ball to start the second half, too. So if they can get something cooking here right away, let's see what the Irish can do.
And, the Irish have had the ball across midfield three times.
Yep. And a couple of interceptions have hurt, right? But other than that, you're 100% right. I think the defense, especially Canonico in there in the middle, has been flying around. And on the flip side, Braden Nichols at that linebacker position for JCC has been flying around.
Yeah.
We've heard his name so many times. And then their quarterback just does such a good job. Wes Swanson is a good job. 6'2", 185-pound senior.
Yep.
Kid's played some football, and you can sure tell that.
Right.
So very impressed by the JCC Thunderbirds here. That, you can tell why they're 2-0 on the season. We're ready for kickoff here in the second half. Back to receive for the Irish.
Fletcher
back deep. Kicking off is Swanson, kicker and quarterback. Kicks on the way. Fletcher's going to grab it at the goal line. He'll bring it out to the 10. At the 20, he'll go around the defender. Now he'll run backwards just a little bit, end up around the 16 or 15-yard line. That's where the Irish will have it first and 10 here to start the second half. Jones, once again, Jones is the other guy for that Thunderbird team that just flies around on defense, is in on the tackle on that stop on the kick return. Irish in the huddle now. Kind of late out to getting there. That's 42 Toby Baxter, kind of late out to getting in the huddle, but he does so in time.
He beats Taft there.
Taft now enters the huddle. He gives the play to his fellow teammates. They'll break the huddle with a tight formation this time. A two tight end right look here. Sipple on the left. Two eye backs behind Taft offset. Taft back to pass. Looks left. Now he's open receiver across the middle. That's Sipple. Sipple across the 30. Rumbles down around the 32-yard line. The connection from Taft to Sipple is a good one, and Sipple is a little slow to get up off the turf.
And he put a good move in the middle of the field there to get some extra yardage. Lee X bringing him down for the tackle.
Lee X on the stop. After a first down by the Irish on first and 10, they'll have another fresh first and 10. from the 32-yard line. Now into the huddle. Sipple does come off the field. Into the ball game. Didn't catch the number that went in there for him. The Irish break huddle. They'll be in an I formation. Offset back is Growth. Off to the left side. Fullback right behind Taft. Canonico takes the handoff from Taft. Tries to break it outside. Gains about 4 yards to the near side. Closest to us. As he's tripped up after a gain of 4 by the Irish.
Jack Waring in on the tackle that time for the Thunderbirds.
Out there for the Irish is freshman Traden Witt playing tight end now for Coach Golds. The Irish in the huddle. They break the huddle now. They got a tight end on both sides. Two backs once again. Fullback and a halfback right off to the right side of the fullback. They fake the handoff. They pitch it outside. Oh, good catch by Gross. Did he get his feet in bounds? They say he did.
Oh, man.
The ball was over Gross' head.
Yeah.
Caden Gross tapped the ball almost to himself, Troy.
Yeah.
Ended up pulling it down, getting his feet in bounds. A gain of about another 4. Brings up 3rd and 2 now for the Irish.
Yeah, going out of bounds as he caught that ball.
Great catch.
Great catch.
Tap will bring the play in from the sideline. Right at midfield at the 40-yard line for the Irish. This time, they line up in a straight eye formation, a tight end on each side. Canonico, the fullback. Growth, the halfback. It's the quarterback keeper off the right side. That's Taft. He'll pick up the first down on the little bit of quarterback run off to the right. That'll move the chains for a first down.
Yeah. And again, it kind of looked like he fumbled the snap a little bit, bobbled it, but again, he was going forward anyway to get that first down.
Moving into Thunderbird territory now. The ball's going to sit at the 37-yard line. Irish break the huddle. Under center is Taft. The halfback set off to the left side. Fullback right behind Taft. It's a fullback dive right up the middle. It's Canonico with it.
Ball carried by Canonico.
And he'll pick up a couple after he's brought down by the interior defense of that Thunderbirds.
Yeah, he had about 3 white jerseys there hitting him. Rottenbaugh, Swanson, and Waring.
2nd down and 8 now. A good opening drive of the second half. Already 2 minutes used here by the Irish. They bring the play in. Again, into the ball game is Witt, Traden Witt, freshman, playing tight end. Same formation, halfback just off to the left side of the fullback. Taps back to pass, almost loses his footing, fakes his pass, tries to throw it across the middle. Ball's going to fall incomplete as Taft hits the deck hard. He had 3 JCC guys right there.
Just going to say, he had 3 white jerseys in his face, and he tried to dump that over the top of those tall defensive linemen, but falls incomplete.
Standing out there, Wyatt Case is 6'7 and 215.
There you go.
You flip it over here to this side of the paper, and it says Cole Taft is 150. Don't have a height, but I know he's not much taller than I am.
Correct.
So, and I'm 6 foot.
There you go.
For sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Yep.
With your elevator shoes.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Irish break formation. This time, Taft lines up in the gun on 3rd and 8. Halfback off to his right, 2 receivers right. He takes the snap, back to pass, looking for a receiver. Has one. Oh, the ball deflected off of an Irish off the receiver, and it's intercepted by JCC back the other way. With the interception is Lee X, Xia Fona Songkong, with the interception for the Thunderbirds.
And again, that in and out of the hands of the Irish there, they had it. They had enough for the first down. We just couldn't hold on to the ball, and it tipped perfect right in the JCC's hand.
Sometimes you just catch a bad break, and that was one of them right there.
Yeah.
So it'll be 1st and 10 for JCC from the 40-yard line right at midfield. They'll break the huddle, line up in an I formation, and 2 tight end on each side. Swanson under center. He'll hand it off to the halfback. This time it goes to Lee X. Lee X is stopped dead in his tracks right there by a host of Irish, led
Canonico, Growth,
and Roddinghouse. Charlie Roddinghouse in there on the stop. So that'll bring up 3rd and 2nd down and 9. So So we'll say he gained about a half a yard there. That's about all they moved that football to, about a half yard. They break the huddle. Wes Swanson, senior quarterback, has it under center. He'll take the snap, a fullback and a halfback behind him. He'll hand it to the fullback. And fighting for yards goes Braden Nichols, still rumbling down, and he'll gain about 6 yards on the play, bringing up a third and short for the Thunderbirds.
Canonico wrapping up and hitting him high and trying to drive him backwards. And again, just fell forward enough to get some more yardage.
Third and three now for the Thunderbirds at the 34-yard line, 33-yard line. First down is right at the 30. Same formation, tight end on each side, a fullback right behind Swanson and a halfback deep. It's going to be a Swanson keeper. He's going to be right near the line to gain, but I do think, like Troy said, falling forward is going to move the chains for the Thunderbirds. He gets 3.5 yards, and he needed 3 yards. The Thunderbirds move the sticks. Play clock is running. Game clock is running. Substitution into the ball game for the Irish. Comes Aiden Scheidel checking in. He'll play nose tackle out there for the Irish.
Now he got dinged up there right when that tackle.
Now we got an official timeout. Player down over there. Looks like a cramp for JCC.
Right.
Officials timeout. We'll take a break as well. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more football after this on Sunny 101.3.
Raise your glass, grab a sandwich, and settle in. The Grain Bin in Tecumseh has something for everyone to enjoy. From old-fashioned soda fountain sips to stacked sandwiches and Nebraska craft brews on tap, it's your hometown hangout. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8. And don't miss Oktoberfest, Saturday, October 11th, starting at 4 p.m. It's German food, German beer, and live polka that'll have your lederhosen dancing. Follow the fun on Facebook and Instagram at The Grain Bin Tecumseh. So prost to good times, downtown on the square in Tecumseh.
Sunny 101.3.
Cody Shawong with you tonight with Troy Nelson live from the press box at Jug Brown Stadium at Thomas Memorial Track and Field. On the sideline over there was Wes Swanson. Looked like a cramp. He got a bottle of water. He's definitely fine. Got up, got a bottle of water, walked off the sideline. But the quarterback change coming here for the Thunderbirds.
Yes, he has to go out.
Let's see who's under center this time. I can't see it from this side. 15, maybe? We'll check it here in just a second. Under center, fullback off to the left side, halfback deep. They toss it left. Come to the near side. With the football is Lee X. Takes the pitch and runs it for about 2 yards after tackle there by the Irish.
Noah Howard coming up and hitting him early, and Canonico finishing it off.
That was Reagan Tice, a 5'8 junior, on the quarterback duties now for the Thunderbirds, Tice, in the ball game. Now into the halfback position comes Cooper Jones. He stands behind Tice in the backfield. Fullback set off to the right side. Another toss this time back to the right side. Jones through defenders and then stopped right at the 25-yard line. That'll bring up a third down for the Thunderbirds.
Looks like Taft getting the tackle there for the Irish.
Knew the number running into the ballgame for the Irish. Cashwit now in. A freshman checking in for the Irish. Replaced the linebacker position. Third down. 4 yards to go. About midway through the third quarter. 6:34 on the clock. Still a 24-0 Thunderbird lead here at Jug Brown Stadium. Still in the ballgame is Reagan Tice. He's under center. Fullback set way left, outside of the tight end, halfback deep. Now they fake the handoff. They're going to let Ty throw it. He has a man, catches it at the 20-yard line, tries to go past a defender. That was Braden Nichols making a move. He's going to have enough for a first down as the pass was completed from Tice to Nichols there.
Canonico from his linebacker position, getting a hold of him and throwing him down pretty good. But again, first down.
Tice still out there manning the quarterback position. We haven't seen Swanson come back in yet. Breaking the huddle. They're going to go with a tight end on each side. Two tight ends on the right side this time and a halfback right behind Tice. Tice under center. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. Looking to throw again. Has Nichols. Nichols can't quite pull it in, but it's tipped to his own person and he's going to dive through the pylon. They're going to mark him short of the goal. But a good effort there. I believe that's Jack Waring on the far side. Is that three or two, Troy?
Looks like a two.
So A.J. Rottenbach pulls in the tipped pass off of Nichols' hands, and he about scored with it.
About scored, yeah. And on that far side, I was trying to pick up some defensive numbers for the Irish, and it looked like coming out of the game right there, number 14, Cash Witt.
Strong eye, tight formation. This is Tice with a QB keeper. He only had a half yard to go. He's going to sneak into the end zone for a JCC touchdown. That's going to make the score 32-0 with 5:19 left to play here in the third quarter. So it's going to be a 40-yard touchdown drive that time by the Thunderbirds, capped off by a Reagan Tice quarterback keeper right up the middle. They'll go for two, so Tice runs over to the sideline, grabs the play from Coach Houghton. In the ball game, they break huddle. Coming over the ball at the three-yard line now, they'll go for two. Tice under center, tight end on each side, tight formation, fullback right behind Tice with a halfback behind him. They take it. They're going to throw it again. They have a receiver in the back of the end zone, up and good. That was Jack Waring back there that time. That was three. Jack Waring catches the two-point conversion. That makes our score 32, Thunderbirds, the Irish 0 with 5:19 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Come back with more football on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive brought to you by Farm Bureau. Call Taja today to protect things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
First score in the third quarter here, 5:19 left on a one-yard run of Tice. Cap the eight-play, 40-yard drive, and Tice throws a two-point conversion to Waring to make it 32-0.
That scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Call Tasha today to protect things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. Visit Farm Bureau at Fall City or Auburn. So 32-0 with 5:19 to play here in the third. Thunderbirds are back to kick it off. Back deep, Bo Fletcher for the Irish. Here's the kick, and it's on the way. Fletcher's going to catch it at the goal line. He'll bring it out at the 10. He'll get to about to the 20-yard line before he's chopped down right in the middle of the field. Ball's going to be marked at the 21-yard line, and that's where the Irish will set up shop, first and 10. Taft back out there, helmet on, ready to go. Cole Taft, senior quarterback here tonight. Tight end in the ball game. This time comes Witt. Traden Witt comes in. Now they bring the play in. So first and 10. Thunderbirds with a lead now of 32-0 over the Irish. This time they'll have a one receiver split off to the left side, a fullback right behind Taft. Taft will take it. He'll hand it off to Canonico right up the middle, fighting for yards. He gains about six and then is brought down by a host of Thunderbirds there.
And again, you got four white jerseys hitting you, wrapping you up, and then he can't fall forward, so he's falling backwards. But again, he got four white jerseys here.
Didn't give up that time, though.
No, didn't give up.
Not giving up.
Looked like Warren and Rottenbach were two out of the five.
Now into the game comes Aiden Scheidel. He comes in to replace, be on that offensive line. Play is coming in here. They break huddle. Second and three. We'll call it four from our vantage point. Taft under center. Canonico behind him. One receiver off to the left side. Now a flag's thrown before from the back judge. Maybe a delay of game. That took a little bit. And that's what it was. Delay of game on the Irish. That'll back them up five. I thought that was taking a little bit for that to get that play in there.
Right.
It sure was.
Right.
Once they get the ball set, they'll run the clock here. Second and eight now after the penalty. Now they're respotting the ball.
There we go.
Got her set now. Second and eight after the penalty. Tapped under center. Fullback behind him once again. About the same formation. Kind of a cluster there.
Yeah.
All together at the mesh point. Taft kind of lost the handle on it, it looked like. He did give it to Canonico. He rushed across the... Still got 3 yards out of it. So, again, not going down easy is Elijah Canonico for the Irish.
Braden Nichols in on the tackle for the Thunderbirds.
3:43 left to go in the third. The Irish rush one on late here. That is J.J. Lancaster coming in, replacing Witt. Witt, this is Taft under center. I formation for the Irish. He takes the snap back to pass. Looking to throw downfield. Has Noah Howard. Howard into the middle of the field across the first down marker. And he'll move the chains for the Irish on the good completion from Taft to Howard there.
Yeah, good catch by Howard. Again, got a couple extra yardage on the end. Waring coming up on the tackle for the Thunderbirds.
First and 10 from the Irish 33. 3:02 to play here in the third. They break huddle. This time we have two wide receivers out wide right. Howard, along with Caden Groth, he'll take the snap. Taft does. He'll run it to the right side looking for some blocks, and he'll go out of bounds around the 40-yard line.
He pulls up Gimpy with a cramp as well. You can tell as soon as he come around that corner, it hit him. But he continued through with the play and got some positive yardage out of it. But now we should see Hayden Clough coming in at quarterback.
So here comes Clough.
Maybe. Make sure that number is right.
12.
Yep.
There you go. So Clough in. Taps on the sideline. Clough's going to be in the gun. Deep gun. Two receivers off to the right side, Howard and Groth again. Tight end right, tight end left. Cloud's going to take it himself. He'll move it up the field. He'll gain about 4 yards. Good run there. Third and short's going to be coming up for the Irish.
He's hit hard there by two white jerseys, Rottenbaugh and Lee X.
Third down and one. Cloud still in the ball game here. Play comes in. A lot of young guys playing for Coach Golson, the Irish this year. Noah Howard out there. We've called his name quite a few times, just a freshman. Saw both Witts out there, Cash and Traden. Under center this time is Clout. With Canonico behind him. They'll give it to Canonico, and he'll rumble forward for a first down before
getting shoved back.
But he will pick up the first down, Troy.
Forward momentum. He'll have it.
So they move the sticks again. That's a couple first downs on this drive here.
That's what they've been doing all night. Until they have a
turnovers have
turnover
hurt tonight,
now,
huh?
Yep.
So it'll be first and 10. Pass to midfield now. The ball sits at the 36-yard line of JCC. In the huddle are the Irish. They break huddle. And Clough remains in the game. He's in the gun. Same formation, two receivers to the right, a tight end right as well. He takes the snap, looking to throw. Does so, throws it a little over to the receiver. That was Groth.
Yeah.
And the ball is going to fall to the turf. Incomplete pass. Clough trying to get it to Groth that time.
And again, he had two white jerseys back there covering Groth.
Yep. So second and 10 now from the Irish 36. They break the huddle, I think. Same formation again. Gun with the back off to the right side here. Two receivers split right. This time it'll be a Clough keeper on the right side. He's hit right away and then kind of picked up and thrown to the turf after no gain or little gain.
That was your classic double leg takedown on the wrestling mat by the X.
Clough hops right back up, third and down and 9 to go for the Irish. As we near the end of the third quarter here, 1 minute showing on the game clock. It'll be Clow under center, fullback behind him in the I formation. Clow takes the snap. He'll drop back to pass. Three-step drop, swings out to Groth. Groth trying to pick up the first down. Might just be a tad short, but good effort there by Caden Groth, fighting for extra yards. Going to bring up down fourth and short, Troy.
Yeah, Groth did a good job there. And again, shoving him out of bounds here on the near sideline was A.J. Rottenbaugh.
Fourth down and one. Game clock's at 20 seconds. I don't think the Irish have to snap it. The play clock shouldn't be that low. Let's see what they do. Clock's down to 12, and the Irish are just now getting in the huddle. And, yep, they're just going to let this thing go the end of the third quarter. At the end of three, it's the JCC Thunderbirds 32, the Fall City Sticker Hard Irish 0. We'll take a one-minute break this time. Send it back to Kirk Kilman. We'll be back for fourth quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sabetha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny.
Welcome back. One more quarter to play. Cody Schwong, Troy Nelson with you here this evening. Kirk Kilman, our studio engineer. We're ready for fourth quarter action as the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds have a 32-0 lead as we enter quarter number four. And for the play-by-play action, we send her over to Mr. Nelson himself.
Yeah, Mr. Nelson. Mr. Schwong. All right, again, Irish have the ball. Fourth and one on the Thunderbirds 27. And they do a quick jump to the line, trying to draw them off is what they're trying to do here. And again, I think Taft is back in. I'm not for sure on that. They kind of Irish called a timeout again. They were trying to draw them off. Again, so want to keep it here for a little bit.
Yeah. So
Taft was not in. Yeah. So that was still Clow.
He wasn't. But when we went to break, Troy, and it is what it is.
Yep.
But I thought that fourth and one, it wasn't too far away from where we're sitting. But it was a fourth and one. This where the marker's at over here is about
now.
4 and 3.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
It still shows fourth and one.
Yeah.
But you look at the chain gang over there. Yeah.
Yep.
That's not 1 yard.
And I thought it was fourth and one.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the Irish are going to take a timeout after they tried to get JCC to jump off sides there. So we'll see what Coach Goltz draws up here in this huddle.
Yeah. And again, score in the fourth quarter, you're trailing 32-0, and you're on their side of the field, so you think it's four down territory.
Now the marker moves just a little bit. Yeah.
But anyway,
it is fourth and one.
Yeah.
The ball I can see the marker now. It is fourth and one. That was just throwing me off a little.
Yeah. So Clow is the quarterback still. Taft loosening him up over here on the sideline. He had a cramp. He's still trying to work it out. But Clow is your quarterback, Hayden Clow. He'll come up under center. Canonico to Lone back in the backfield. Groth to the left. The pitch to Canonico to the left, and Canonico is going to move forward and not get enough yardage for the first down. So the Irish will turn it over on downs in the JCC territory.
Lee X came in flying from that linebacker position that time to stop Canonico right in the tracks. So it'll be a first and 10 for JCC.
All right, JCC take their first drive of the fourth quarter. Clock stopped at 11:55. They lead 32-0. And we'll see if they start making some
substitutions here, and I got to start looking at a different roster.
We'll try to catch. Try to catch some too, Troy.
Mr. Simon here, he'll make sure we get it right too. He's a little taller, got a better angle. All right, so Thunderbirds have the ball, and again, that's the Reagan. He's up under center, and he's going to hand it off to the left side. The left side is Nichols. Nichols is going to rumble forward for about 9 yards.
And on the stop of Elijah Canonico that time. Good run by Cooper Jones that time.
That's that font on that jersey.
And the other thing is the reason I think we keep getting confused, they have four guys that can run the football at a really high level, you know. So any four of them can do the same thing, and they run in a similar motion.
Yeah.
So credit to Johnson County Central there.
All right, Reagan's your quarterback. He's under center I formation. Give to your high back. Again, I think that's a 10. So Jones rumbles again, doing some great job after getting hit, and rumbled forward for more extra yardage.
That time on the stop, Noah Howard on the tackle for the Irish.
That'll keep the clock running.
Some good sportsmanship out there. Canonico and A.J. Rottenbach been battling all night. Rottenbach had a sleeve over his shoulder pad. Canonico offered to help it out and put it back over there for us. You like to see that out there.
First and 10, Thunderbirds on the Irish 38-yard line. Reagan under center. Oh, the Irish jump. That's going to be a young defensive line.
Oh, well, the hard count got him
a little bit. Yep,
so Reagan Ty's doing a good job out there at quarterback for the Thunderbirds.
Yep, so first and 5 now for the Thunderbirds. Again, Tice coming up under center. Your fullback is Nichols, your running back is Jones. High formation, pitch to Jones to the right side. Jones is going to be maybe get back to the line of scrimmage as he gets shoveled out of bounds.
That's a really good play by Sticker Arts. Toby Baxter, he had a blocker coming at him, never lost his outside leverage, kept his outside shoulder out there, and was able to bring down Jones.
So second down and 5, I'm going to call
it. There you go.
No gain. Clock stopped, 10 away because they went out of bounds. And again, now JCC's taking their time here. Jones is headed towards the coach.
J.J. Lancaster back out there for the Irish. Saw him come into the ball game. Also out there, trading Witt for the Irish.
Now, JCC's taking a timeout. They were taking too long on that.
Yep.
So, with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter, we'll take a 30-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Now that football season is finally here, we'd like to get things kicked off by sharing our excitement for the upcoming new season of football. Let's show our support by going to the games and letting our kids know how much we appreciate all their hard work this summer. Let's go!
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
This is Sunny 101.3.
You're listening to the Mead Lumber Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3. Building more than projects, building community. 10-01 left on the game clock. 32-0, JCC in front here as the timeout was called by the Thunderbirds. A little late getting the play in.
Yeah.
So a handful of substitutions out there for the Irish. We'll get them mentioned as we come across them. We want to make sure we mention everybody that does try to get out there, Troy.
All right, two tight end set for the Thunderbirds. Reagan comes up under center. Again, Nichols is your fullback. Jones is the I back, and give this to Nichols right up the middle, and he's going to go to the left side and rumble forward for about 5 yards.
I think it's going to be just enough for a Thunderbird first down. I think that's a lot of Irish over there, but the first one in there might have been Cash Witt, freshman in there, linebacker.
All right, first and 10, Johnson County Central. Reagan is your quarterback now. Reagan Teese, 175-pound junior, comes up under center. Again, Nichols the fullback. give is to Nichols on the right side, and again, he's going to power forward for about 5 yards.
Cash Witt, as well as Traden Witt in there on the stop that time for the Irish.
You know, and at this point in the game, Thompson County Central might be just happy with running that ball straight up the middle.
Yeah.
You got a 32-point lead, keep that clock moving. 9:20 left in the game. ACC breaks the huddle. Again, Reagan Keith, your quarterback, comes up under center. Whoop.
Oh, man.
Toby tried to guess.
Tried to get the snap count guessed in there and jump off sides, given. I think that's going to be enough to move the chains for the Thunderbirds. Fresh set of downs.
That should do it, yes. Yep. Be first and 10. JCC, now the ball's going to be spotted around the 17-yard line.
That's close.
I'm waiting for that scoreboard to see how close I am. They got on a 22. That's wrong. We know that. Reagan Tease under center. It pitches to Jones to the left side. Jones is going to break the first tackle and go forward as he goes up. Nope. They're saying he stayed inbounds.
Noah Howard that time bringing him down inbounds, keeping the clock running. Noah Howard with the tackle.
I thought for sure he went out of bounds over there, but no, he kept her running. All right, so the clock running with 8.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Thunderbird leads 32-0 over the Irish. They break the huddle again. Reagan Tease under center. Pull back our I formation. They give to Nichols right up the middle on the right side, and he's going to get enough for the first down as he crosses the 5-yard line.
First down, goal to go from the 4. I think that was with that time trading in there on the stop for the Irish.
So first and goal for the Thunderbirds. 8 minutes left in this game. Ball spotted at the 4-yard line. Two tight ends set. I formation. Reagan Tease under center. You're going to give
ball on third.
Yeah, fumbled the ball, but picked it up, and he's going to lose some yardage on that play.
Traden Witt again in there in growth, in for the stop by the Irish.
All right, second down and goal now from the 5-yard line, so a loss of one on that play for the Thunderbirds.
Texas down.
Going to the sideline to get the play.
Clock's at 7:22. Again, if you're just joining us, it's the JCC Thunderbirds 32, the Irish 0 here midway, nearing the midway point of the fourth quarter.
Tease under center. Going to give fake to Nichols, give to Jones to the left side, and Jones is going to scamper in for a 6-yard touchdown run. All right, your eye back, Cooper Jones. 6-yard touchdown run with 7:05 left on the board. Puts the Thunderbird ahead. 38-0. Now set up for the 2-point conversion. And your quarterback, Deese, going to the sideline to get the play. Full high formation. Nichols getting right up the middle. No, it pitched to Cooper on the right side, and Cooper's not going to get in. The Irish do a good job stopping that 2-point conversion. Coming up and stuffing it. With 7:05 left here in the game, JCC Thunderbirds 38, Irish 0. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Call Taja today to protect things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
It was a 9-play, 53-yard touchdown drive capped off by a 6-yard run by Cooper Jones at the clock showing 7:05 here in the fourth, putting the JCC Thunderbirds up 38-0. So 9 plays, 9 rushes, and a 9-6-yard touchdown run to cap off the drive. That scoring recap, again, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial. Call Tasha today to protect things that are most important to you. Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn.
All right, so we have a different kicker now for JCC. Again, it's a single-digit number. Can't see it from this side.
3 or 2.
Well, it looked like a 3 to me, so we're going to give Jack Warren a kickoff here, should we know otherwise.
5.
Yeah, so nobody. None of the 2 we cut. But Fletcher picks it up on the 5-yard line on the far side, and he's going to rumble forward up to about across the 15, or across the 10. Right at the 15 is where they're spotting him. So Fletcher brings it up to about the 15-yard line for that return.
All right.
Trey Lubin, the kicker that time for JCC. So JCC has the ball first and 10. We will have a running clock now because the point spread is more than 35. So 6:35 and running. Irish. Again, Clow still in at quarterback, I think. Thought I saw. Oh, got a whistle there. What was that for?
Just starting the play
starting
clock,
the play.
I think.
Play clock, all right. I think that's Clow in the I formation. You have the Canonico on the left side. No, he keeps it. Good take. Clow's going to get about 4 yards out of that carry. Yep.
On the tackle that time for Johnson County Central was Braden Beathy, junior, 180-pound junior into the ball game. First time mentioning his name tonight.
Getting some substitution in on both sides of the ball. The clock run was 6 minutes. No, they stopped it for some reason. Now they restarted it. I don't know why they stopped it.
We
should be a running clock.
We do have an update from Conestoga. It's 24-19. Conestoga in front with 4 minutes left in the ball game.
24-19.
A game we can hear over on KTNC.
All right, Irish have the ball, 2nd and 8. It looks like on their own 19-yard line. Clow under center, I formation. Give to Canonico, right up the middle. Canonico is going to get about 3 yards on that carry.
And on the stop was Lee X that time for Johnson County Central. Now he'll jog off the field along with Cooper Jones. A couple new players in. That looks like Alex Sipvong. Sipvong checks into the ballgame for the first time, as well as Diego Martinez for Johnson County Central.
All right, so the Irish, again, making a lot of substitutions here as well. I'm going to make sure I got that fullback. That is not Canonico in at fullback. That should be Cashwit at fullback. All right, Cloud dropping back to pass. And his ball is batted down at the line of scrimmage. That big defensive line just took a big old bear paw up there and batted it down.
That time that was Dorado Becerra.
There you go, man.
On the deflection for the Thunderbirds. Go ahead.
Traden Went and Owen Sano bringing the play in from the sideline here. Clow. No, we're dropping back to punt. There we go. We got 4th and 2 on our own 22-yard line. And the Irish tried to snap the ball in a hurry here, but JCC calls a timeout. So timeout on the field with 4:23 left in this game. JCC leads 38-0. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at Jug Brown Stadium, 4:23 left in the ball game. It is JCC 38, the Sickerheart Irish 0. Cody Schwong, Troy Nelson,
bringing you live coverage here tonight. It's been a pleasure so far. We'll wrap this thing up as the Irish are back to punt.
All right. Punt is away. I think that was Lancaster that punted that.
Oh, that's a free ball. JCC buffed it.
And this one, we've got a scrum down here. Looks like the Thunderbirds got on top of it.
It kind of hit him off the low as he tried to catch it. And went forward, or went to the Irish way and bounced back. JCC does have the ball.
4 minutes left in this game. Clock running. All right. Again, we got mass substitutions here, so we'll see what we got on the JCC side. A lot of...
See who will be under center here.
Yeah. They got a 54, Bodie Klein out there.
21, Wes Schmidt.
All right. Looks like we got a 60. Elliot Werner might be in the center.
Number 40 is the quarterback. That's Diego Martinez.
Martinez under center. Going to give to the fullback right up the middle. And we'll see if we can get that number for you.
That,
like 21.
Yeah, that was Wes Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Tackle made by Aiden Scheidel. Aiden Scheidel, as well as Reed Wustrak, and they're on the stop for the Irish.
Second down and 7 now for the Thunderbird. 3 minutes left in this game. Now under the quarterback, Jackson Gatula. He's going to take it and hand it off to number 1, Tony Orozco. Orozco is going to move it to the right side to about 5 yards.
And on the line this time, Preston Thomas for JCC. I see Gerardo Becerra out there. And Bodie Klein out there for the JCC Thunderbirds. On the defensive side, I see Reed Kirkendall out there for the first time. Bo Fletcher over there on the far side corner. Owen Sano now in the defensive backfield as well for the Irish.
Diego Martinez is back in at quarterback. Again, this is like a hockey game for JCC. They're subbing 4 and 5 at a time.
A different running back, too.
Martinez under center. Looked like he wanted to hand it off.
Oh.
The running back wasn't ready for it, so he kept it and goes forward for enough for the first down.
And he went rumbling down the field, too, Troy. Stopped there by Owen Sano in the safety position for the Irish.
JCC's got 4 white shirts coming in now. The clock, a minute 48. First and 10, JCC on the Irish. Where are we at? 38-yard line.
Dominic Wagner out there. Bentley Myers. We're going to read them all.
Jackson Gatula is your quarterback. Freshman, 140-pounder, coming up under center.
Damian Andrade in the backfield this time.
Okay. That's fullback Andrade. They fake it to him. Gatula keeps it. He squirts to the right side and cuts him. He's still moving forward. Look at that. 140 pounds to go. Jackson Gatula on the carry.
Aiden Scheidel, freshman in there on the stop for the Irish.
I kind of like it when those little guys get some action and he just keeps plowing forward. Second down and 3 now for the Thunderbirds. Under 1 minute left in this game. Thunderbirds lead 38-0, but they got the ball on the Irish 31-yard line. 40, Diego Martinez back in at quarterback.
Eye back this time is Ryan Rentis. Ryan Rentis, the halfback.
Martinez turns and fakes to him. Well, maybe not a fake. Maybe they just got off the wrong play call. He turned to give it to him, and the fullback was on the blocking mode for the quarterback. He was not going to take the ball.
Bo Fletcher in there on the stop that time for the Irish. 22 seconds to go.
First and 10, JCC. Again, they do not need to run another play. They've already got this game wrapped up 38-0 with 10 seconds left. They break the huddle, though, because you got a young Jackson Gatula under center, and he's looking back at the clock 5 seconds. 4 seconds, and the snap is away. He goes to the fullback up the middle, and they didn't get a number on that fullback, but that's the end of the game. 8-man football here at Jug Brown Stadium. You're listening to High School Football, Sunny 101.3. We'll send it back to Kurt in the studio for 2 minutes. We'll send her back here for some good stats. So 2 minutes, Kurt, it's all yours.
Buying a home is one of life's biggest milestones. And you deserve a partner who makes the process simple. At F&M Bank, our local home loan experts are here to guide you every step of the way, from pre-approval to closing day. We'll work with you to find the right loan that fits your budget and your future. Come in and talk to one of our friendly loan officers to see how F&M Bank can help you own your own home. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. F&M Bank is an equal housing opportunity lender. Member FDIC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver. Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours, with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we're back at Jug Brown Stadium for one final time here this evening. Cody Schwong, Troy Nelson with you this evening. Kurt Tillman, our studio engineer, helping us get through the evening. It's the final score, JCC Thunderbirds 38, the Irish 0. It was 5 rushing touchdowns, Troy, by the JCC Thunderbirds.
Okay.
And the best part, all 5 different players scored a touchdown.
Yep. There you go.
That just kind of shows the depth of that Thunderbird offense. And we want to remind everybody our post-game show is sponsored by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. Troy, what do you got?
All right, for some scoring updates here. Again, Fall City with Conestoga. The last report that we had was 24-19 Cougars with 4 minutes left. All right, again on KTNC. All right, some other C1 action. Again, Lincoln Christian 43, Auburn 12. That's the final. Syracuse 26, Loganview Scribner Snyder 7. That's the final. Wood River 41 over Fairbury 8, 6 minutes left in the fourth. Omaha Brownell Talbot tied at 7 with Wayne. No, that's wrong. That's still at halftime. I don't think that one's updated. Still at a half. All right. Oh, wait. There was a Nebraska City score there. I swiped too soon. Gross Catholic 41, Neb City 0, final on there. All right. We skip down to D action. Again, here, you heard it, JCC 38, Thicker Heart 0. East Butler 50, Omaha Christian Academy 20. Thayer Central 28, Lord Central Catholic 14. So that was number 6 Thayer versus number 10 Lords. All right, good game there. We don't need to know Arcadia. That's too far out there. McCool Junction 44, Freeman 36. Shelby Rising City, number 246 over Exeter Milliger Friend 10. All right, Johnson Brock, 66-0 over Southern. All right, I was looking for a Humboldt score, but I was having trouble finding that. Here we go. Deschler, there you go, 78. Humboldt, Table Rock Steiner, 6. All right, go ahead.
All right, that's pretty much going to do it. That's your post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial. Again, in Auburn and Falls City, call Tasha today to protect things that are most important to you. Troy, what's your thoughts on this game? Obviously, a lot of rushing touchdowns by JCC and a mixture of a lot of guys. I think they can they get it done. I thought the Irish stood up and kind of played tough all the way through the first half.
You said it at halftime. You lost two of your starters the week before. You're putting in a quarterback that has never quarterbacked in a live game before, and he Cole Taft, and he did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was not expecting them to be that tough.
Yep.
Sacred Heart.
Something to hang your hat on, right? Something to look forward to.
They played a good game, and again, they had the ball inside JCC territory, what, four times?
Yep.
Turned it over three times.
Yep. Exactly right.
So
that's going to do it for us, Troy. I think it's been fun working with you.
Oh, you bet, baby.
Kurt, always thanks to Kurt. We're going to leave you with a final score of 38-0, the Irish fall here at Jug Brown Stadium on their home opener of this 2025 fall football season. Till next time, my name is Cody Schwong. That's Troy Nelson. Our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman. Thanks for listening to High School Football on a Friday night from Fall City, Nebraska. Again, we'll leave you with the final score of the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 38, the Sacred Heart Irish 0. Good night, everybody.